Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Left, including a shopping mall and a major city hospital.
Relief worker David Lang is in the coastal city of Padang.
We have water mains that are broken. All the power lines are down, and the electricity is not functioning and won't be functional for quite a while.
Officials there say at least 500 buildings have collapsed or were badly damaged.
I'm seeing shock on a lot of faces. There are people that are just standing out in the rain. They're afraid to go back in their homes. Although the single-family dwellings, the one-stories, tend to have not been as affected.
In Samoa, death toll continues to rise as well. Swamped by an earthquake-caused tsunami, at least 150 dead. Dr. Esme Fuala, a local physician.
Most of these people don't have anything else. So our main concern now is water and clothes, and food.
Military transports are bringing in relief supplies. It's a showdown in Geneva. Protesters demonstrating in the streets, representatives of six world powers meeting today with an Iranian representative to talk about Iran's nuclear intentions. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is there.
The United States is going to insist on Iran showing it will engage on the nuclear issues. If it will, then they will allow the discussion to go into other areas of potential cooperation, and that would be regional security. It could be recognizing that Iran does have a right to a nuclear energy program and discussing what it might look like.
Could be tough going at that negotiation table. Elliot Abrams, a senior fellow for Middle Eastern Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.
So far, the Iranians have seemed pretty adamant about continuing with their nuclear program, and there are a lot of European negotiators who've got gray hair from dealing with tough Iranian negotiators over the last few years.
They are still in custody in Iran, three American hikers who strayed over the border this summer. Last night in Northern California, a candlelight vigil.
The candlelight vigil marked 2 months since Joshua Fatale, Shane Bauer, and Sarah Short were detained in Iran after straying over the border during a hike in northern Iraq. Sarah Short's mother, Nora Short, says she's pleased Iran allowed Swiss diplomats to meet with the trio this week.
The Swiss went in, and they saw them, and they said they looked well. We didn't get our phone call yet, so that's the next thing.
Short says she's taking it one moment at a time.
Well, I get a little sad sometimes. I feel more encouraged now than usual.
Margie Schaefer, CBS News, Berkeley, California.
Afghanistan. Is it another Vietnam? The White House Situation Room, the scene of intense discussions about our future there. CBS News National Security Consultant Juan Zarate.
What is our long-term strategy and commitment in Afghanistan? How long are we going to be there? What's our exit strategy? These are all questions that no doubt President Obama and his team are asking and looking at, and they're looking for options.
Now, while the generals are calling for more troops sooner than later, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said to be undecided about that. They do all meet again next week. Today, a tribal leader says at least six civilians, a farmer, his wife, and four children, among nine dead in an airstrike in western Afghanistan. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Take out the rubbish, scrub out the floor, my aching joints.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado's hometown airline takes the word bankrupt out of its description today. Frontier Airlines emerges from bankruptcy, but at the cost of its independence. As of today, Frontier is owned by Republic Airways, which could mean significant changes for Frontier, including the possibility of jobs and facilities being relocated out of Denver. No, it's not winter. It just feels like it.
We got some light snow up there this morning and expected to continue till around early afternoon, and it should start tapering off. We're only expecting, looks like, 1 to 3 inches up there today.
Frank Cooper is talking about the snow in the high country. Frank is with the National Weather Service. He says a freeze warning will go into effect for the metro area tonight, with temperatures expected to be in the lower 30s. The snow in the mountains is not creating too many problems.
We've got chain laws eastbound I-70 over Vail Pass and US 6 Loveland Pass, both directions. And then eastbound I-70 from mile marker 205, that's Silverthorne to the Eisenhower Tunnel.
That's CDOT's Joe Tucker. In sports, sports, all it takes is one Rockies win or one loss by the Atlanta Braves put the Rockies in the playoff. They can clinch the wild card this afternoon when they play the Brewers at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now. No crashes or stalls to get in your way. And CDOT's wrapped up their overnight construction projects. It's outside the metro area where we've got those troubled areas. Like in the high country, we're seeing snowy conditions along I-70. Pretty much west of Georgetown as you're making your way towards Vail. Checking on those CDOT cameras. The snow's coming in sideways. It's sticking to the pavement. Everybody's going a lot slower than usual. And we've got strong winds gusting outside the metro as well along I-25 south of Castle Rock. Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight's Project Runway is a one-of-a-kind. With the threat of a double elimination looming, the designers are pushed over the edge and backstabbing begins. Plus, Michael Kors returns and gives one of the most memorable runway moments ever. An all-new Project Runway tonight at 8 on Lifetime.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Radio Factory on Capitol Hill, they're humming today here. Right down the street from the United States Capitol, Finance Committee continues its negotiations on health care. Harry Reid has canceled the Columbus Day recess to keep them in session the week of October 12th and says that's when they're going to debate health care on the floor of the United States Senate. And down at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, President Obama meeting yesterday with his top advisors, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, you name it, his top generals, over a three-hour meeting in the Situation Room on Afghanistan, weighing the question about whether or not to send more troops to Afghanistan. Lots going on. And then over at the Transportation Department yesterday, a big hearing. We haven't even gotten around to talking about that yet, about whether or not we ought to ban texting while driving. With Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood. Anyway, lots to talk about today. 866-55-PRESS, your ticket. Get your calls in at 866-55-PRESS. Always good to hear from you. On the website, BillPressShow.com, we still have the names up, the links up for you to email those five cowardly Democrats on the House Finance on the Senate Finance Committee that voted against the public plan option. Let them, we know how angry you are, let them feel your anger. Max Baucus and Ken Conrad of Blanche Lincoln and Bill Nelson, not Ben, Bill Nelson from Florida and Tom Carper from Delaware at the website BillPressShow.com. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, Team Press as always, right here.
Hi there.
Bill.
Hello, guys. No texting while driving.
I don't text while I drive.
I text while I drive all the time, I'll admit it. Just throwing it out there, I got to stop. But I'm not going to lie.
Well, maybe we better start interviewing for someone to replace Dan because it's only a matter of time before, you know, he's going to kill himself.
I actually, somebody else. I actually tweet while I drive.
57.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's just as dumb.
I know.
57. Ray LaHood yesterday said it's people like you, and that's dangerous because you endanger your own life and other people around you, but also... particularly Ray LaHood, Transportation Secretary, talked yesterday about bus drivers, train drivers, who knows what, and truck drivers.
Bus drivers, train operators, truck drivers, and even school bus drivers have allowed distractions to interfere with their work.
You know, I'm really concerned about these 18-wheelers because, they've got those little computer screens right up on. That's how they keep in touch with their dispatcher and all of that kind of stuff. And they're supposed to at least some companies, and I think some states, are supposed to pull over before they use that, but they don't.
Mm-hmm. That's terrifying that there are people, truck drivers, school bus drivers texting?
Yeah. You see them, and you see those big trucks, you know, they're barrel-assing down the highway, and then think that they're, you know, their eyes are not on the road, they're off there on the screen texting their girlfriend or something? All right, man, I got to tell you.
Stop texting, Dan.
All right.
You drive.
All right. I will.
Please stop. Yes, we're going to be talking with Clarence Page, great columnist for the Chicago Tribune, coming up a little bit later. We'll kick off this hour with our good friend, the lead spokesperson for progressives in this country on health care reform, Dr. Howard Dean. But first...
This is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. John Goslin has stalled his divorce from Kate. The father of eight filed a motion yesterday to suspend divorce proceedings for 90 days. Apparently, he feels bad the way he's behaved dating different women in the last few months, along with getting the boot as a regular from their TLC reality series. He is appearing on CNN's Larry King Live tonight to talk about it.
This has nothing to do with the fact that they just dropped her from the TV show. All of a sudden, he wants to get back with his wife.
Loser.
Bono is a waiter's best friend. The New York Post reports the singer went out after U2's appearance on Saturday Night Live last weekend, and his party of 10 had to wait over an hour and a half to be seated. But he took it all in stride, ordered drinks and appetizers while they waited and had a good time. He happily paid the $1,500 tab and left a reportedly very, very hefty tip.
Why would you wait an hour and a half anywhere? And if you're Bono,
why should you
have to wait an hour and a half?
He did.
Crazy.
In a dramatic reversal, the NFL has published a study admitting that football players are 19 times more likely to develop cognitive problems than normal men.
Duh.
The University of Michigan study looked at over 1,000 retired players, found that more than 6% of the players reported neurological problems. The NFL, until this day, has never before acknowledged a link between football and brain damage.
That, to me, is so obvious, it's not even, you know, worth thinking about. I mean, why wouldn't they have the possibility, more than most other people, of brain damage? All right, that's another issue, another day. 12 minutes after the hour, the issue of the day is healthcare reform. And we still keep waiting for the Senate Finance Committee to finish its work. I hope so we can bury that bill once and for all. Keeping on top of this issue and speaking out on what kind of bill that we should be passing on health care reform for this country, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, former governor, and our good friend, Dr. Howard Dean. Hey, Howard, welcome back.
Good morning, Bill. I'm sitting here, even though I'm not in the studio, I'm having the most delicious cup of coffee out of the Bill Press Show, my personalized mug. I just am very, very impressed.
Your Yes We Can mug. Oh, that's great.
And I have to say that I saw this in the makeup room at MSNBC at the Washington studio. You are a kind person for giving the makeup artist one of these personalized mugs with her name on it. It was just great.
No, Patty McFarland, she's a very special person.
Very best.
Yeah. Now, I have to... ask you, Howard, last hour we had in studio here a doctor from Corvallis, Oregon, Dr. Paul Hochfeld. You may have heard about his group. They're the mad as hell docs, they call themselves. They arrived in Washington yesterday. They started out in Portland, Oregon, drove all the way across the country in a Winnebago, holding rallies all across the country. And these are physicians, right, who support single payer.
There's a lot of them, Bill.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I was going to ask, so is that unusual for docs to be?
No, not anymore. It used to be unusual 15 years ago. The majority of primary care doctors now support a single payer, Medicare-based single payer.
No kidding.
It's just because the insurance companies have been awful, not just to patients.
Yeah.
But they've been awful to doctors. They just are just a despised group among physicians, the way they treated, breaking contracts, cheating people. It's just extraordinary. And so they basically treat the patients as well as the same way they treat the physicians. And they're, you know, it's not a popular group. And it's why I think we really do need a public option. Maybe we even need a single payer. That's up to the... thing about the public option is people get to choose for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big selling point with the American people. 65% of the American people believe that they ought to have that choice. And how the Senate Finance Committee is doing what they're doing is beyond me, because what they're doing is completely out of sync with where the American people are.
I mean, there's no way that they're going to come up with a product that's going to be worth supporting, from our point of view, correct?
Probably not. There's some rumors that they may do a state-by-state public option, but I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, I think they've taken the two votes they're going to take on public plan option and rejected both, right? And they
Although there's some good news in this for Senator Carper and Senator Bill Nelson to switch and support Schumer's public option. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. Those are two votes that we hadn't counted on before, and I think if we get Schumer's amendment on the floor. And I've got to look at that with a very, very carefully to make sure it's a real public option. Those are two votes we weren't counting on before. So, you know, there's some good news coming out of the Finance Committee. Not much in the bill that's good news, but certainly some very good news about what might happen on the floor.
I must admit that I could not answer this question myself. So if you can't just say so, why Schumer, the difference between Schumer's and Rockefeller's?
Well, the obvious difference is that you can't use Medicare pricing in Schumer's bill. And I think that's a good thing because the truth is, as we experienced in Vermont, when we essentially, we didn't call it this at the time, but we had a public option. And the public option is kids in families of less than 300% of poverty can get on Medicaid for a premium of $480 a year. And that turns out to be a public option. We didn't call it that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
What we discovered is that you have to raise Medicaid rates when you do that. And we know that you've got to raise Medicare rates to primary care physicians if you're going to use Medicare, which is the most sensible thing to do. We already have all the bureaucracy in place. They process 1 billion claims a year. So that's Schumer. My understanding of Schumer's amendment is that basically said you couldn't use Medicare rates in order to pay for the health care in the public option. If that's the now, I have never seen the fine print.
Right.
I did get a very, very early draft of it, you know, 2 or 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I thought it was a little weaker than what Senator Rockefeller wanted to do, but not, you know, it was still a public option. And I don't remember the details, but I remember thinking that. And I remember, and I'm very pleased that, you know, those of us in the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party tend to revile the blue dogs, and we shouldn't do that because they come in, say, all shapes and sizes, too. And one of the things they have done, which is positive, is to say you can't use Medicare funding if you go to all Medicare, and that's a good reason for that, because if you do, doctors won't sign up for the program, primary care doctors.
Got it. Howard Dean.
So I think Schumer's plan wins.
And Schumer's plan is basically the same one that ended up in the House, I think, right? That, through the Energy and Commerce Committee, I believe. At least one version of it.
Yes, that's true. The Medicare payments, that's
right.
True, but there's some other bells and whistles that I'd want to take a careful look at if I thought that was going to end up where we were going to be on the public option. But I think the House will be more comprehensive.
Now, the latest flap, again, Chairman Howard Dean, our guest here on the Bill Press Show, the latest flap over health care are some comments that Alan Grayson, congressman from Florida, made on the floor of the House when he was trying to make the point here, Howard, that the Republicans, with all their talk, haven't come up with anything other than the status quo. And he put it a little more colorfully. Here he goes.
Here it is. The Republicans' health care plan for America. Don't get sick. That's right. Don't get sick. If you have insurance, don't get sick. If you don't have insurance, don't get sick. If you're sick, don't get sick. Just don't get sick. That's what the Republicans have in mind for you, America. That's the Republicans' health care plan. But I think that the Republicans understand that that plan isn't always going to work. It's not a foolproof plan. So the Republicans have a backup plan in case you do get sick. If you get sick in America, this is what the Republicans want you to do. If you get sick, America, the Republican health care plan is this. Die quickly.
Don't get sick, and if you do, die quickly. Harsh, but true?
Well, you know, the Republicans don't have a plan at all, so it's
right.
Hard to make judgments about it. But the fact is, you know, that kind of rhetoric on the floor is mild compared to what the Republicans have used, and certainly mild to what the chairman of the Republican Party, Rush Limbaugh, has had to say. So, you know, I mean, this is House floor hyperbole, but it's fun.
It is fun, and what gets me is the Republicans are like a squealed pig, right?
They're just being silly. They're, you know, they milk us for that's the game that goes on back and forth. Everybody pretends to be outrageously insulted.
Yeah, but the truth is they don't have a plan.
They don't have a plan. Their plan is to defeat the Obama plan so that they can.
Yeah.
could pick up seats, which is, you know, the sort of standard Republican stuff.
No, so watching this as carefully as you do, and with all the people that you talk to in the House and in the Senate and around the country, what is your best guess? Now, Harry Reid yesterday canceled the October 12 recess. He said, we're going to stay here. That's where I'm going to debate it. So do you think we'll have and Harry Reid also has to put together, right, the Senate Help Committee bill and the Senate Finance Committee bill, get a bill out of the Senate and then go to the floor. Do you think we're going to get a health care reform plan that you will be happy to support this year?
I think we will. Mm-hmm. I do. I remain an optimist. I think we're going to get a real public option. I think Nancy Pelosi has been fantastic on this issue. And, you know, this isn't going to work without a public option. So I do think that this is going to work. I do think we're going to get a public option. I can't tell you what's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
What I am strongly advising people to do is use Medicare as the public option, because I think the Democrats are going to need a real plan that actually can enroll people in it by 2010 elections, because otherwise they're going to get hit over the head for another year and a half.
Yeah, why wait till 2013? Right?
Well, you know, the original thinking was it's going to be very complicated to get this up and running. Which is true if you don't use Medicare as the public option.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And it's going to be complicated to get it up and running, and there's a lot of questions that have to be asked between now and then, and also the budget numbers, you know, don't work unless you start it later. But the fact of the matter is I think the Democrats are going to need a boost in the midterm elections. I think they ought to use Medicare as the public option.
And, you know, if we have to say, if this is enacted, right, this year, if President Obama signs this, this will be historic legislation, right up there with Medicare, Medicaid,
yeah, it really
Social
will.
Security.
It really will. And, you know, one of the problems here is that we're watching sausage get made, and it is really ugly. But the truth is we are making progress. It is painstaking, and it is painful, and it is so frustrating and so aggravating. But we really are making progress. And I just, you know, I think I want your listeners to continue to be really revved up and cranked up and do all this stuff, because this is absolutely not going to happen without you. But in your deepest moments of frustration, and certainly right now we're in a period of great frustration because mm-hmm. The bill's in a place where the most conservative committee is looking at it. Keep up your chin, because I think we're going to win it. I really do.
That's a great message. And I'll tell you, it wouldn't happen without your leadership, Howard Dean. Thank you so much for joining us again today. Enjoy your coffee and your Bill Press mug.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
My personalized Bill Press mug.
Thank you. All right.
Bill.
You got it. Thanks Howard Dean. Great job as chair of the DNC, and a great job on health care.
Podcasts, Twitter feed, and Bill's White House Report exclusively at the brand new BillPressShow.com. This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
Nowadays, when I talk with folks, they know GEICO could save them hundreds on their car insurance. But what they want,
how bad
you know, is how GEICO does it. Well, I say, we got tons of great discounts, like good driver discounts, multi-car discounts. And they say, there's no secret formula. And I say, nah, it's just what we do. And then sometimes they say, maybe a talking gecko's a secret. Well, I wouldn't know what to say about that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Showbiz.
40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
Press Show.
27 minutes after the hour, marathon meeting at the White House yesterday in the Situation Room. The President, the Vice President, Hillary Clinton, Robert Gates, Leon Panetta, General McChrystal, and General Petraeus. By video conference, they spent over 3 hours talking about Afghanistan, what to do, is the answer to send more troops. The President saying, I'm not going to be rushed into that decision. I'm going to weigh it carefully, make sure we have the strategy right, know what we're doing, and then to figure out what resources we need. Meantime, John McCain and John Boehner and Eric Cantor are over there saying, hey, just do what the generals say. Just do what the generals say. Just rubber stamp the generals. Just send more troops, more troops, more troops. You know what they're doing. They're game playing. And Robert Gibbs yesterday asked about Eric Cantor in particular, his comment the president ought to just rubber stamp the general's request. Robert Gibbs shot back.
I would say this to Congressman Cantor and everybody else. The American people deserve an assessment that's beyond game playing. The men and women in Afghanistan that we've sent to serve and protect our freedom deserve that. The men and women that might be sent to Afghanistan to serve and protect our freedom deserve that. As do their families and every other American.
Yeah, we've been there 8 years. Whether we stay there and whether we send more troops is certainly worth taking a couple of weeks to think about before acting. Good for Obama. When we come back, how's it going in Copenhagen and beyond? We will check Chicago Tribune columnist Clarence Page next on the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-377-9196. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-377-9196. That's 1-800-377-9196.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Volumes increasing, speeds decreasing in southbound I-25, especially up in Thornton where our speeds are in the 20s and 30s, 104th down to 84th. Do use two hands. It's going to be a windy ride for you today. That cold front in Colorado, snow flying in the high country. Already got some icy patches between Georgetown and Vail. Chain laws in effect also over the high mountain passes. Your forecast today, cold and windy with rain and snow possible statewide in Denver. Highs will be in the mid-50s. Tonight a freeze warning from midnight to 9 a.m. on Friday. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now. Ovation Cell Therapy really works, growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
You are listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net. This is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Thursday, October 1. It is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast, 33 minutes after the hour now. Busy, busy day. A president heading off to Copenhagen. President with a three-hour meeting yesterday on Afghanistan. Senate Finance Committee wrapping up its work on the healthcare reform legislation. And Congressman Alan Grayson on the floor of the House stirring up a storm there. Republicans all upset about his comments. I'm telling you, there's so much going on. Only a person who is as sage as Clarence Page could keep on top of it all.
You got the right guy.
Columnist for the Chicago Tribune, good friend of ours. Hey, Clarence, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing good. How about you?
All right, doing great. So do you think it's worth the president's time to go all the way to Copenhagen to make a pitch for your hometown?
It's worth it, and it's not just our hometown. This is a U.S. project here. Remember when... when people talk about the Olympics coming to Chicago. They're talking about the Olympics coming to the United States. So it's not just a Chicago project, but Chicago's going to pick up the bill if this thing loses money. So we got a lot of skin in the game.
You do.
And, Chicagoans are divided remarkably evenly, according to a Chicago Tribune poll, the newspaper where I work, between about 49% who favor the Olympics and about 47%
who don't. I saw that, right.
And,
that surprised me. That
well, you know, we're a city, Bill, the way I look at it, we're a city that lives by the Daniel Burnham slogan, make no small plans, but we also live by the old Chicago City News Bureau slogan, if your mother says she loves you, check it out. There's a lot of skepticism on the part of a lot of Chicagoans about losing money, about, you know, bribery, corruption, those kind of things that, that Chicago, of course, is not known for.
No. Well, we talked about that the other day. We thought the solution was to appoint Rod Blagojevich as the commissioner of the games, right?
Yes, we have heard such suggestions come up.
All right, now, by the way, I'm all with you on this. It would be great for the country and great for the Chicago, great for the Midwest.
Well, I think it was good for L.A. when they had it, don't you?
Absolutely. I was there with my family, you know, and here's what gets me is now, so John Boehner now has joined the crowd. Michael Steele started it, criticizing the president for going. As Robert Gibbs said the other day at the White House, who are they rooting for? Rio?
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is so obligatory for the opposition party that already has made a habit of opposing anything the White House does, that they're going to criticize this. I mean, what does it benefit the Republicans to come out against the United States getting an event of this historic prestige?
I don't get it at all. Yeah, I think you're right. It's just lockstep. Obama's for it. We're against it.
This is what's funny, Bill. By the way, my hometown where I grew up is in John Boehner's district, Middletown, Ohio. And I can see both ends of this argument, culturally speaking. And, you know, considering how Ohio and Middletown have been so devastated economically in recent years, I just don't understand what Boehner's percentage is here to go out and oppose the idea of bringing more commerce to the United States.
No, I'd have to say, I think sometimes, you know, it's okay to root for the United States, right? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Thank you.
But, you know, you do have to, I'm not sure I would go this far, quite as far as Michelle Obama went yesterday in Copenhagen. Let me just play this quick clip for you, Clarence.
It will be an athlete's paradise in so many ways, and we will have it at a time in the city's climate, and it'll actually be nice.
Now, wait a minute. Good weather? You really want us to believe that?
Bill, weren't you in Chicago for the 96th Democratic Convention?
No, I wasn't. It was fabulous.
Thank you. It was gorgeous. You know, I just beamed. My Chicago pride just glowed with all of my TV network and media buddies from New York and L.A. who were all stopping me and saying, hey, you got a really nice city here.
Yeah.
Hey, this is really great. Hey, blah, blah, blah. So I've been telling you bozos this year. Years, you know, everybody talks about, oh, I went to Chicago in January and I froze my tuchus, you know, blah, 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 you know, but you come in the summertime, it is gorgeous. I mean, we are like Rio on the Oak Street Beach in the summertime. It's right there. You got Lake Michigan on one side, the skyscrapers on the other, the Michigan Avenue, the Magnificent Mile. Mm. You know, it's a great city.
Let me tell you, that water, that lakefront and that Millennium Park, that's as great as any city in the country.
It is really fun.
In the world,
you know?
Yeah. Great city. All right, the president yesterday, Clarence Page, the president, 3 hours in the Situation Room with everybody from the vice president, secretary of state, secretary of defense, McChrystal and Petraeus by video conference room trying to sort out what to do about Afghanistan. This is probably the toughest decision of all the ones that he'll face as president.
That's right.
Don't you think?
That's right. No, it definitely is. I mean, this is a bizarre situation, but I don't think Eisenhower said war will always astonish you, and that's what happens. You never know what's going to happen. And here Obama campaigned as a guy who said Iraq is a stupid war, Afghanistan is the smart war, the war we need, the war of necessity. And now it is his war. It's becoming his war. The thing is, things have changed. Conditions have changed. And what kind of strategy do we have now? that enables us to claim a victory and be able to leave. That's what we ultimately want to do.
Do you think there's any way he can say no to McChrystal?
Well, what he can say is that we're not going to use that strategy. We're going to change our strategy because the current strategy does require more troops. There's no way around it. That is a huge country, and I don't think it's containable or controllable. What we're talking about right now is something like the surge in Iraq, where you disperse lots of troops, male and female, out to the various villages and tribal chiefs and all, and try to win them over with offering them support in the cause against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, among others. And that requires a lot of people dispersed over the country. And the problem is we're already if we give the troops to McChrystal once, we're going to have the same number of people in there that the Soviets had when they finally had to pull out.
Robert Greenwald's new documentary, which I saw yesterday, Rethink Afghanistan, the military experts in there say to really do what we're talking about in Afghanistan, because of the population, the way it's dispersed, and the topography, you would need one soldier for every 40 civilians, which is like over 250,000 Americans.
There you go. And we had, what, in Vietnam, I think it was at the peak, it was around, was it 700,000?
Yeah.
It was really...
So we're never going to... I mean, there's no way we're going to send that.
And we had a draft in those days. I mean, there's no way to get the kind of troops we need there without a draft.
No.
And the draft ain't going to happen, trust me. But there is... Yeah, I think our current strategy is not... one that appears to be viable, and we will see. But I think Obama and his people—that's why these long meetings.
That's why they're taking their time.
Yeah. And all right. Al Qaeda is probably over in Pakistan anyway. But if we pull out, they're going to move right back into back into Afghanistan.
Sure. Best place for people to read your column and check out whatever else you're writing. Website?
Go to Chicago Tribune website for the column and for the blog. Page is page,
ChicagoTribune.com. Now,
got to
get your take on the biggest political flap of the day, of course. Congressman Alan Grayson, whom I never heard of before he made these comments on the floor of the House, he's making the point that the Republicans talk a lot, but they have not put any plan on the table other than the status quo. He just had a very colorful way of telling what the status quo is for our listeners, and then your comment.
Yep.
If you get sick, America, the Republican health care plan is this. Die quickly.
Don't get sick, and if you do, die quickly.
He made his point, didn't he?
Colorful, but do you think over the line?
Well, he made his point. This is no worse than the death panels, you know, which is a gross distortion designed to scare granny. And it's a old Chicago expression, politics ain't beanbag.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to me, these Congress people I've never heard of before who suddenly make a name for themselves. But I think the Republicans are making a mistake to make a big deal out of this, because they're only helping to further publicize what the man said. I'm seeing this and hearing his soundbite every time I turn on the TV or the radio.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and they've been hollering, as you say, death panels, socialized medicine, right?
Right.
Government-run health care. I mean, they've been all that stuff for 9 months, right?
And now they are shocked to see a sensationalizing of the issue. But, you know, this has been an argument that has been going back and forth for months, that the Republicans don't have a plan. They say, yes, we have a plan. You know, they were waving that paper in President Obama's face during his joint speech to Congress. But when you look at their plan, it's just a lot of generalities, and that's the point that Grayson is making.
And I remember Roy Blunt saying, we will have a plan on the table in like a month or something like that. We'll have a piece of legislation, you know, we're writing it now.
That's right.
Neither in the Senate nor the House have they produced anything at all. So
that's right. So this is all part of the debate, I think, but you know, there's there is this crazy notion here of really helping to publicize your opponents is what's happening.
No, I know. Yeah, I think Alan Grayson unmasked them is what he did. That's why they're angry.
That's right.
He ripped the mask off. Hey, Clarence, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for your good work. And we are rooting for Chicago. I hope President Obama brings home the bacon.
Thank you, Bill. And all, right. All the best to you. And folks have got to live in L.A. with all that pleasant weather. I'm so happy for you.
You got it. Okay. Thanks, Clarence. Clarence Page. And again, go to tribune.com and check out Page's page.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. You remember how tough it was growing up? Are you now watching your child experience the same problems you had? Whether it's a struggle with making friends, teasing and peer pressure, or issues with honesty, respect, and courtesy, building self-esteem and character is critical to your child's happiness and success.
Hey parents, want your kids to have the skills necessary for a successful life? I'm Rob Heller. When I realized my 12-year-old was struggling to master basic people skills, I went looking for a program to help. I couldn't find anything that taught important life skills. That's why I created Boost Kids. I promise Boost Kids will do three things for your child. Teach them people skills, build their character, and boost their confidence. Developing these skills is what makes people successful in life.
I found that by doing the Boost program, it made everything a lot easier. I just felt a lot more confident.
Try Boost Kids now, 100% risk-free by calling 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878. Take advantage of this limited-time offer. Try Boost Kids free, 877-855-3878. That's 877-855-3878.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're still in decent shape on the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder. We do have a surface street situation, auto ped accident, 52nd and Sheridan. Our heaviest jams are right now southbound 25, 104th down to 84th. Snow flying in the high country. You're going to see some icy conditions on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Also some chain laws in effect. It's also windy out there, too, so use two hands as you're driving around this morning. Your forecast, going to be a chilly day with highs in the mid-50s, possible rainstorms and snow at higher elevations. Also a freeze warning in effect from midnight to 9 a.m. Our current downtown temperature, 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication. Thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk on your iPhone.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
A member of our podcast group. Buy your subscription monthly on a yearly basis to the Bill Press Show, and then you know you might have missed that interview with Dr. Paul Hochfeldt from the Dr. Mad as Hell Docs a little bit earlier in the show today, or interview a couple of days ago with Robert Greenwald, the producer of that documentary. I was talking to Clarence Page about you got him your own on your own iPod or whatever. Download through iTunes as long as you have a podcast subscription to BillPressShow.com. We mentioned that Michelle Obama is already in Copenhagen. The president leaves a little bit later today, about just a little before 7 this evening, for an overnight flight to Copenhagen, joining the First Lady and the Queen, Oprah, who made her case yesterday.
My greatest successes came from the city because of its diversity, because of its complexity, because of its efficiency, because of its beauty, because of its cleanliness.
And we talked healthcare, we talked Afghanistan. The other big, and the single payer rally yesterday is another one today, but the other big event in Washington yesterday was the Distracting Driving Summit, so-called, at the U.S. Department of Transportation, chaired, of course, by Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood, looking at cell phones, texting while driving, use of cell phones, texting while driving, tweeting while driving, and all these other distractions. Last year, 5,870 Americans killed on the highways through either cell phone texting or talking on the phone. Ray LaHood yesterday said, if you do that, you're not just putting your own life in danger.
Every single time you take your eyes off the road or talk on the phone while you're driving, even for just a few seconds, you put your life in danger. And you put other lives in danger also.
Now, I got to tell you, like here in Washington, D.C., and I know in New York State, you on cell phones, you can't use a handheld cell phone. It's a $100 fine if you're caught with it. I see them, by the way, every once in a while. But if the cops catch you, it's $100. I must say, and I never use a handheld cell phone anymore. But there's still a question about whether or not, even if you're talking through with an earpiece, a cell phone is too much of a distraction while you're driving. I've heard that argument, and I know some people think they ought to ban them altogether. On the other hand, if you have somebody sitting alongside of you in the car and you're having a conversation, isn't that an equal distraction?
So you should probably ban radios. You know, that could be distracting.
No! My God, there goes talk radio. We'd be out of a job.
That's my point, though. I mean, you can't eliminate every single distraction.
Right. So I would go for banning handheld for sure, but not all cell phones and not all radios, for God's sakes, no, and not having other people in the car with you, right?
Right.
Except kids.
Right.
Yeah, you ban the kids from the backseat. Yeah, all right. Parents would love that. But here's what's really scary. It's not just private vehicles and people driving themselves or their families or whatever. It's the use of them by people who are either driving trucks or public transportation.
Bus drivers, train operators, truck drivers, and even school bus drivers have allowed distractions to interfere with their work.
So the idea that somebody's driving the public bus, right, driving a train, as we saw happen out in Los Angeles with a commuter train, even though the trains can't go anywhere, they're on that track, they get run into the train in front of them. And also the trucks. Now, there was an article in the New York Times just the other day about the truck drivers. The big controversy among truckers, because they all have these little computer units on their dash, and that's how they keep in touch with their dispatcher. And they say they can do that easily because the screen is bigger and the keyboard is bigger and it's not as much of a distraction. But, man, I got to tell you, I don't want to be driving down a highway and have some great big 18-wheeler behind me and a guy looking at the screen rather than at the road, right? Peter?
It's like having a computer in there, really. I mean,
They are computers.
Anytime that you have to type while driving, forget it.
Totally. I mean, you cannot have one of those little cell phones in your hand, either Blackberries or whatever, and be typing with both thumbs and watching the road or doing a good job driving. I think this is a huge issue, and we're going to be talking a lot more about it, and there's going to be legislation to ban texting while driving for sure. And I'll go down there and testify. I'm 100% for it. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532. Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost $250,000 that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Thursday, October 1, my parting shot for today. Yesterday was a big day for Afghanistan with two big meetings in Washington. At the White House, President Obama met for over 3 hours with his top advisors, including Joe Biden, Robert Gates, Hillary Clinton, Richard Holbrooke, General Petraeus, and General McChrystal. Meanwhile, at my house, I sat at my computer for an hour and 15 minutes watching Robert Greenwald's new documentary, Rethink Afghanistan. And honestly, Obama would have learned a lot more at my house than at his house. He would have learned at least three big reasons why sending more troops to Afghanistan would be a huge mistake. One, history. There's no way we can succeed where Alexander the Great, the British, and the Russians failed. Two, expense. It cost $800,000 a year to keep a soldier in Afghanistan for a year. We can't afford it. Mission impossible. How can we track down and destroy Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan when, according to General Petraeus himself, they've all moved to Pakistan? What's next? We send American troops to Pakistan? No. There's only one way out of this whole mess. Bring all troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's my parting shot for today. Filmmaker Michael Moore, his new movie, Capitalism, A Love Story. He'll be with us tomorrow, as well as former Bush speechwriter Matt Lattimore, all here on the radio tomorrow.
This is the Bill Prep.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Cetapani. Protesters are having their say on the streets of Geneva. Behind closed doors, the United States and five other world powers are pressing Iran to come clean about its nuclear ambitions. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us the talks are being called cordial and businesslike.
That, of course, gives us no clue as to what's really going on. U.S. diplomats were at pains to stress they expected this to be an extraordinarily difficult process. And right away today, they said they're going to have to try and get the Iranians to say whether they'll engage, whether they will, in fact, modify or stop their nuclear program or allow enough international access to prove that they're not trying to develop a weapon.
The government released new readings on the economy within the past half hour. On the plus side, consumer spending, fueled by cash for clunkers, posted its best gain in 8 years in August. On the minus side, personal income wasn't up much, and the number of workers who filed new unemployment insurance claims last week was up 17,000 from the week before. Economist Robert Dye says the trend line overall is still going down.
It's downward at a fairly slow rate. This is definitely not a labor market that is healing itself quickly.
Indonesian search teams are racing to dig survivors out of the rubble from buildings taken down by yesterday's monster earthquake. Ahmed Hussein is with the International Red Cross in Jakarta.
The situation is really, really bad. In Padang City, 100 buildings is destroyed.
The death tolls put at 529, but thousands of people could be trapped under debris from fallen buildings. A magnitude 5.1 earthquake shook central California overnight. There were no immediate reports of injuries. The Samoan tsunami death toll stands at 150. Lead-footed drivers, take note. Big rigs plying the open road in Nevada could have a badge on board. Live to CBS's Steve Cato.
Well, it's about trying to cut the increasing number of highway accidents there, many caused by smaller trucks and cars cutting off tractor trailers. The Nevada Highway Patrol is now leasing three big rigs, hiring drivers and putting troopers inside. They take down license plate numbers of dangerous drivers and radio word to troopers in patrol cars who make the stops. They tried this for a day last year and issued 83 citations. Frank?
Well, shoe throwing is getting to be quite the thing. A Turkish student is the latest to use his footwear to make a point. He hurled a white sports shoe at the managing director of the International Monetary Fund during a speech in Istanbul. President Obama won't get to Copenhagen until tomorrow, but First Lady Michelle Obama is there now, chatting up International Olympic Committee Chief Jacques Rogge.
Pleased to meet you.
It's so wonderful to see you.
The Obamas hope the IOC will name Chicago host city for the 2016 Summer Games. Just ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication, thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Hang on to anything that's not fastened down today. We're in for a much cooler day with a lot of winds.
We're expecting the winds to pick up this afternoon, probably looking at the northwest winds in the 20 to 35 mile per hour range. And out in the northeast plains towards Nebraska, we could see some gusts to 60 miles an hour.
Frank Cooper with the National Weather Service. The high country can expect up to 3 inches of snow today. It's already creating some trouble.
The tunnel was very slick. It's snowing like crazy, wind blowing, but Bale Pass wasn't too bad at all.
Chain restrictions are in effect for both the east and west. Westbound sides of the Eisenhower Tunnel. Frontier Airlines can delete the word bankrupt from its description. The airline emerges from bankruptcy today, becoming part of Republic Airways. In sports, all it takes is one now. One Rockies win or one loss by the Atlanta Braves puts the Rockies in the playoffs. They can clinch the wild card this afternoon when they play the Milwaukee Brewers at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest part of this morning's commute are the southbound lanes of I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. We've got that usual stretch of 120th towards 84th. Now there's an accident in the middle of there. It's off to the shoulder, but you could find some slowing there. Southbounders on 225 really starting to load up after that Parker curve towards I-25. Same deal for eastbound drivers on 6th Avenue Federal towards I-25. Speeds there going to dip into the 20s and 30s. We've got some surface street crashes as well. 52nd and Sheridan, 128th in Lowell, as well as way north, 144th at I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day with a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be cool as well with a high in the lower 50s. Currently, it's only 41. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Better Business Bureau invites you to hear Holly Petraeus, wife of General Petraeus, share her stories about business scams aimed at military families at the BBB Torch Awards Luncheon, a once-in-a-lifetime event on October 15th. Go to denver.bbb.org for tickets and information.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry! The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Best day of the week, Thursday, and it is the first day of October. You're going to feel it when you walk outside today if you haven't been outside already. It is definitely fall, only going up into the 50s today. And it's actually nice. You know, I shouldn't hate on fall so much. It's nice and crisp out there. You know, the leaves are starting to change. It's got that fall smell in the air. I actually love that. And I was up early. The thing I don't like about it is you walk out of the house and it's really dark. it's like night. There's something about your body's not supposed to be. I don't know. Your body's not really supposed to be up and around at those hours when the sun isn't up and it's early in the morning. It's just a weird situation, a weird feeling. We got a great show for you today. At 7:20, we're going to check in with the author of that study that said that Denver is the largest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world. The city with the largest amount of greenhouse gases, on the planet. That was a study that came out last week. So we're going to check in with the author of that. At 8, Dan Slater, he's the first I think at this point the presumptive nominee, although that may change, but certainly the first Democratic candidate who has announced for attorney general
in Colorado. He's announcing his campaign today. He'll be on with us at 8. At 8:20, Fred Savage of the Wonder Years fame. He is also the director of a show that's getting great reviews. It's called Sunny in Philadelphia. He's also appeared on The Family Guy. So he'll be on with us at 8:20. And then at 9, we'll check in with Families USA. They've got a new report out showing how exactly the House bill, the House health care bill, would affect Colorado and its uninsured. So a really, really packed morning for you. So let's get right down to our national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Well, the first piece of national news, which brought tears to my eyes and certainly Silverado's eyes. Silverado is my car that I bought back in 2002, first car that I ever bought, my Saturn, my silver Saturn. Saturn falls along with Penske deal. Washington Post reports General Motors is closing its Saturn business, ending the once valued effort to build a different kind of car company as the implosion of auto sales that started last year continues to ravage the industry. So Saturn is on its way out. I just got an email from my buddy who remembers when I bought my Saturn. And he says, Saturn goes, you go. That's sad, though. It's a real bummer. And the thing that bums me out about this story, if I can just go off on a rant for a second, Saturn is like the one GM brand. I shouldn't say the one. Tim Jackson would get mad at me if I said that. Saturn is one of the GM brands that has been most dedicated to practicality. Right? I mean, that was the thing about a Saturn, right? You know, it's not like super fast. It's not super luxurious. It's not, it doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. But they made cars that were kind of, you know, reliable, pretty economical, pretty affordable. And of course, GM has been making monster trucks and fuel-inefficient vehicles for years, and the first brand that goes is like the one that I think has been most trying to be, you know, practical. It's just a bummer. And I'm sure my guy, Silverado, in my garage, my wife drives it around. I'm sure Silverado is crying.
Good luck finding parts for him.
I know. It's a bummer. It's a real bummer. All right, so some more national political news. The Supreme Court could ignite a vigorous new fight over state and local gun controls across the nation. When it rules on a challenge to Chicago's handgun ban, the court said Wednesday it's going to consider a challenge to Chicago's ban, and even gun control supporters believe a victory is likely for gun rights proponents. If the court rules that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms doesn't allow the city's outright handgun ban, it could lead to legal challenges to less restrictive laws that limit who may own guns, whether firearms must be registered, and even how they must be stored. Now, my take on this story is I'm all for cities and states and local governments being able to make their own gun laws. I think that's really important. I think if Washington, D.C., for instance, wants to ban handguns, if Chicago wants to ban handguns, that should be those municipalities' rights. And I think it's really not a good thing for the federal government to be effectively preempting state and local rights to regulate firearms. You know, I mean, you can be for the Second Amendment. You can be for the right to bear arms and also say, hey, but, you know, local and state governments should be able to decide how those guns are regulated. And this bill would take that power away from states and localities. New York Times reports the EPA is moving to curtail greenhouse gas emissions. We're going to be talking about that again at 7:20 with the author of the study that says that Denver is the highest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world. The New York Times reports that unwilling to wait for Congress to act, the Obama administration's Environmental Protection Agency announced yesterday that it was moving forward on new rules to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from hundreds of power plants and large industrial facilities. President Obama said that he prefers a comprehensive legislative approach to regulating the emissions not a piecemeal application of rules, but he's authorized the Environmental Protection Agency to begin moving towards regulation, which could goad lawmakers into reaching a more comprehensive agreement. The Hill newspaper reports the key senator on climate change regulations on the climate change bill in the Senate is Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. I've been friendly with Sherrod for years. Great guy, a great progressive. And he represents Ohio, and he's saying that the climate change bill needs to include better protections for manufacturers. And obviously, Ohio and the industrial Midwest has been hit hard by free trade policies that have destroyed or really injured the manufacturing industry in that part of the country. And he makes a really good point. His point is, look, if we're going to do a greenhouse gas regulations, then we need to include a tariff. We need to include a tariff that says products that are sold into the United States, the companies that make those products have to follow at least some modicum of the regulations that we are putting in place here. He makes the point that if a factory in Ohio follows greenhouse gas regulations and therefore shuts down and moves to Shanghai and opens up in Shanghai and starts emitting greenhouse gases without any regulation at all, that that's a net negative. And that effectively, if you don't have a tariff, you're going to encourage that kind of movement. It's a really good point. That's a story on the Hill newspaper. To healthcare, the Senate Finance Panel has the votes to pass the health bill, says Max Baucus. Democrats on a key Senate panel backed off a plan to impose billions of dollars in new taxes on senior citizens with catastrophic medical expenses Wednesday and defeated Republican amendments on abortion, immigration, and other divisive issues aiming to bring a comprehensive health care overhaul before the Senate within 2 weeks. On the sixth day of a marathon debate, Chairman Max Baucus, who has voted against and opposed a public option, declared that his panel has the votes to approve a package of reforms that would extend coverage, he says, to more than 30 million Americans who lack insurance. They expect to finish the bill by Friday. Baucus still looking for Republican votes. That's why he's opposed the public option. Of course, the Huffington Post reports that the Senate Republican leader has made clear on Wednesday that his party, despite all its griping over the public option, abortion funding, or health care for undocumented workers, is simply and flatly opposed, quote, to the core of the Democratic health care reform proposal, satisfying every Republican demand short of scrapping the entire project, said Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, would still not capture Republican support. Quote, Senator John Kyle of Arizona, the Republican, and some of the others have talked about some of the things that are happening in the committee. But the core point is this. At the end of the day, says McConnell, if the government plan is either in the bill or out of the bill, whether they will be able to argue successfully or not, whether tax funds are going to be provided for abortion, whether or not they will be able to argue that at the end of that dollars for health care for illegals is in or out, what we do know is what the core of the bill is going to look like. We know that for sure. And bottom line, said McConnell, is that Republicans will oppose it. So the Democrats still searching for Republican votes when the Republicans are saying we will not offer any votes at all, even if you do everything that we purport to say that we want. To Afghanistan. With much of his party largely opposed to expanding military operations in Afghanistan, President Obama, says the Washington Post, could be forced into the awkward political position of turning to congressional Republicans for support if he follows the recommendations of the commanding U.S. general in Afghanistan. Now, the politics and policy on Afghanistan is shifting. The Wall Street Journal reports the headline, Gates doubts U.S.-Afghan strategy. President Barack Obama met with senior counselors for 3 hours Wednesday to launch his review of Afghan war strategy amid indications that his defense secretary, also George W. Bush's defense secretary, is among those now undecided about the right approach. So despite the fact that General Stanley McChrystal, the senior U.S. commander in Kabul, is advocating an increase, an escalation in troops, the defense secretary, who had previously been for that escalation, is now saying he's having second thoughts. It's the subject of my column tomorrow in the Fort Collins, Coloradan, and the Denver Post. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. The U.S. intends to take a flexible approach quote-unquote flexible approach to interpreting global guidelines on bankers' bonuses, a move likely to frustrate European nations that want clearly defined standards to be applied globally, so Wall Street continuing to win that battle. Nike will relinquish its spot on the board of directors at the Chamber of Commerce to protest the business lobby's opposition to climate change legislation. This is one of a few companies that have bailed out of the corporate front group in Washington. On Monday, Chicago-based Exelon Corporation said it would not renew its membership in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Last week, Pacific Gas and Electric, a major California utility, and PNM Resources, a holding company that includes a large New Mexico utility, also backed out of the group. So you've got a big revolt going on at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And our final national news story, Ken Lewis, the embattled CEO of Bank of America Corporation, is leaving the company, finally succumbing to nearly a year of strife that followed his company's acquisition of Merrill Lynch. Bank of America has taken a huge amount of taxpayer cash, continues to pay out bonuses at taxpayer expense. It's about time that Ken Lewis get the hell out of there. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
After the break, we're going to talk to the scientist and author of a report that came out last week that said Denver, out of all the cities in the world, is the number one emitter of greenhouse gases. How can that be? I don't really understand.
Well, I think, Dave, part of that study, it shows per capita, too, is one of the caveats of that.
But I still don't understand.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean, have you been to Los Angeles?
Right. It's like we got a pretty big brown cloud here, man. I see it all the time.
I'm not saying we don't have a big brown cloud here, but
maybe it has something to do with our altitude.
That's my guess. My guess is that it does have something to do. And I may sound like an absolute idiot when we talk to this scientist, but stick around for that. We'll get the details on that. I'm sure folks, when they heard about that, had questions. I mean, again, I've been to Los Angeles and people are driving around and you can't get anywhere without, you know, spending a half hour in a car. It's stunning to me, but, you know, I'm not going to be one of these global warming deniers. We're going to bring them into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and get all the answers after. Speaking of driving, a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Got a couple of accidents in some bad spots. Southbound I-25 around 104th Avenue. That's in the cleanup phase. Seeing stop-and-go conditions back around 120th. Also, multi-vehicle accident northbound 225 at Mississippi. Going to start tapping the brakes there around the spillway. Also got surface street accidents, 128th and Lowell. Auto ped crash, 52nd and Sheridan. Also a crash on 144th at I-25. New one coming down as well, northbound Spear at Stout. And also, it's windy out there, so do use two hands. It's going to be windy today almost everywhere around the state. Also got some snow flying in the high country. Chain loss in effect at the Eisenhower Tunnel over Loveland Pass, both directions over Vail Pass. So you're going to see some sticky spots there between Georgetown and Vail. Forecast, going to be chilly day, highs in the mid-50s, possible rainstorms and snow. Also a freeze warning in effect this evening from midnight to 9 a.m. on Friday. Our current downtown temperature is 47 degrees. On Turk, AM7, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight's Project Runway is a one-of-a-kind with the threat of a double elimination looming.
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $20 certificate to Rodney's Restaurants for only $10. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
To some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
It makes me angry that most businesses play by the rules and use software legally. My company did not. I don't have any regrets about reporting software piracy. I would do it again.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Language software? So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone now, 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm good. At work.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street, that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
With my own two hands, make a better place.
7:25 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's going into the 50s today, and it's cold out there. I mean, it's not really cold, but it's definitely the start of fall. And if you get outside, you're going to feel like it's October 1st out there. All right. As promised, on the line with us is Dr. Christopher Kennedy. He's an associate professor from the University of Toronto. His story last week made some local headlines, calling Denver the top greenhouse gas polluting city in the world. Not in America, but in the world. Dr. Kennedy, thank you very much for taking the time this morning.
That's quite an introduction, though.
Well, hey, you made some headlines here. I mean, you definitely got people's attention about what's going on. I mean, yeah. Denver's a city, and I think I speak for at least part of Denver, that likes to think of itself as trying to be a green city.
Yeah.
And trying to be environmentally conscious, or certainly more environmentally conscious. Now, we've got a lot of work to do with sprawl, but... You know, I'm sure that people had thought, well, you know, we probably sprawl and people being in their cars because of sprawl probably makes us not particularly terrific on overall greenhouse gas emissions. But the number one city in the world for greenhouse gas emissions, tell us how you got to that number, what criteria you used to judge all the cities in the world.
Okay, let me just back up a little bit first, because it was number one out of 10 cities that we studied.
Oh, 10 cities that you studied, but you did study. Yeah. Okay, so I've overstated a little bit the headline.
Yeah.
And by the way, the headlines overstated it too, so I'm not making excuses for the top greenhouse gas polluting city, Denver, but you did study 10 cities around the world.
We did study 10 cities around the world.
Okay.
And it was the top of those 10. First of all, we're talking about per person emissions, okay, per capita emissions. Because, you know, Denver's a smaller place than Los Angeles.
Right.
So Los Angeles emits more, right?
Oh, yeah, but as you explain this, here's what I don't understand. Just I'm not a scientist, just as an observer here. When I've been to Los Angeles, even knowing that Los Angeles is bigger, I mean, Los Angeles, you can't go anywhere without being, you know, the joke of people who live in Los Angeles. They joke with each other that, nothing is less than 30 minutes away in a car. And Denver may have sprawl problems, but it's not automatically that bad. So what other criteria did you use?
Well, there's several components or things that go into the calculation. And it turns out the three largest ones for most cities are electricity use, transportation, and then heating fuels, heating and industrial fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And it just turned out that of the 10 cities, Denver was top on all three categories.
But I'm reading here on the Daily Green blog, and it said that it's quoting part of your study. It said that electricity, Denver and Toronto, and I hope you didn't, I know you're at University of Toronto, I hope there was no home field advantage, but you said Denver and Toronto had the highest rates of electricity usage. However, Denver's usage is still 40% below the U.S. average. So I'm looking at the Denver is 40% below the U.S. average, but still the highest. And the other American cities that you looked at were New York and Los Angeles. Yeah. So even though we're 40% lower than the U.S. average, we're still higher than New York or L.A.
Well, that's a complex question. First of all, let me say the emissions from electricity use depend on the amount of electricity you use, but also the way the electricity is generated, okay?
So you're saying Denver's usage may be 40% below the U.S. average, but it may not be getting its power from particularly clean or greenhouse gas minimizing fuels.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's. I mean, Los Angeles in California, they're using a lot of natural gas. New York City has, like, nuclear power right in this. The state, mm-hmm. almost in the city, and Denver was using a high proportion of coal.
I'm reading here that talk to us about you said transportation. Now, transportation is ground transportation and aviation, and because Denver is what you call a gateway city, that makes our aviation a bit higher. How did that come to be?
The aviation for Denver was there was some very good work done by two of the professors, Anu Ramaswamy, actually, and Tilma Hillman, who's a PhD student at UC Denver, and they studied the aviation carefully and taken out the trips that were not going into Denver City and County itself. So the aviation number for Denver is not on the particularly high side or the low side. It's pretty middle ground.
So where we're really hurting, if I hear you correctly, where we're really hurting or where we're really doing a bad job is not in particular how much electricity we're using, but if you had to pinpoint a problem, would you pinpoint it to, I mean, there's many problems, but would you pinpoint a particular problem to how we're generating our electricity?
Yeah, I'd be careful on that. We did the comparison of Denver's electricity to the U.S. average, but there we're talking about cities versus nations,
mm-hmm.
and that's not a great comparison, really. Now, what we're trying to say is that Denver's no different to other cities that we've looked at in wider studies, like Minneapolis and Calgary and Austin. It's pretty similar in terms of electricity use. But of the 10 cities, Denver and Toronto were way up there in terms of electricity use, and the others were substantially lower.
Tell us what you think we can. I mean, if I was the mayor of the city, or if I was the governor of the state. After doing this study, what would you tell us to? I mean, we could focus on all of it, but what should we particularly focus in on?
I think your number one is electricity use. You've got to be finding alternative ways of generating electricity. So you've got you could look at concentrating solar. You have a fair amount of solar potential. The city of Seville is looking to go generate all its electricity that way. You've got you might have some potential hydropower in those mountains of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And there must be some wind as well. And then also look at the efficiency of electricity supply. Are you using efficiently? Are there ways that you can put in more efficient engines and motors, pumps, and those kind of things?
We're talking to Dr. Christopher Kennedy. He's an associate professor from the University of Toronto. His study that came out last week looked at 10 cities across the world and ranked Denver the number one greenhouse gas polluting city of those 10 around the world. I'll just read the list here. Denver was the number one, Los Angeles number two, Toronto, Dr. Kennedy's hometown, number three, so there was no hometown advantage in this study. Cape Town, Bangkok, New York at right in the middle there, Prague, London, Geneva, and Barcelona. Barcelona, the lowest greenhouse gas emitter. What's Barcelona doing right?
Well, a lot of it has to do with geographic location, right? I mean, straight away, you've got a Mediterranean climate. So you've got very little heating demand, right? Whereas Denver's cold. You said it just in the introduction this morning. It's cold around there.
Yeah, it's only going up to the 50s, right?
Yeah, I mean, the same here in Toronto, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got just from using natural gas for heating, you've already got 4 tons per capita. So you've already reached Barcelona just from heating in Denver, okay?
Right, right.
Right.
Now, I got to ask, how much of this do you think has to do with cars and sprawl? I mean, because that, when I, again, I'm not a scientist, but when I look out at Denver and you go to LA, the first thing that hits you, even as a casual observer, is just the reliance on cars because of geographic sprawl. In your estimation, how big a problem is that, not just in Denver, but how big a problem is that when looking at greenhouse gas emissions as they relate to cities?
It's a big part of it. Yeah. I mean, after electricity, Denver's next biggest component was transportation from fuels, from cars and trucks, ignoring the aviation. 6 tons per capita.
Mm.
And that we find that the relationship between the density of the city and the greenhouse gas emissions. So the more sprawled, the higher those emissions. So Denver and Los Angeles were right there at the top, then Toronto, and then you get into the denser cities, and it comes down substantially until you get to Barcelona, which is pretty high density, and you're, I don't know, it must be down to about 1 ton per capita, something in that order. I can't remember that number, but it's pretty low compared to Denver.
Right, and you know, I mean, a place like London or a place like New York, you don't need a car. It's actually a good idea not to have a car, because it's, you know, it's so hard to get around with a car, and because the public transportation in those places is so good. Now, another, just before we have got to go here, the other couple of criteria that you used waste. Let's talk about that just for a second. Some people don't tend to think of waste, the trash, as a greenhouse gas emitter. How does that work?
Well, basically, when waste decomposes, it gives off methane. Right,
that's substantial enough to impact. It's not a little bit of an impact. Methane, as I understand it, is a particularly potent greenhouse gas. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. It's to do with the chemistry of the methane relative to the CO2, and also the length of time it stays in the atmosphere. So it is a potent greenhouse gas.
Is there a way to deal with waste? Are there ways to deal with waste that either minimize methane emissions, or does it have to do primarily with what we're throwing away? In other words, what products are actually made of?
Well, yeah, there's lots of things you can do with waste. I mean, first of all, you can divert it, and so you take off the organics, avoid them going into landfill. Then if you have got them in landfill, you can capture the methane, and indeed you already do that. I mean, Denver is not, I can be careful, Denver has some good green policies, you know, it is already doing some of this. And then the other option, and this is quite debatable, is you can also incinerate your waste, which still has some emissions, but, are different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. I'm sorry, I apologize to folks that I read the headlines and it suggested that it were the highest in the world, but you did only study 10 cities, but you did study 10 cities across the world, and no home field advantage for Toronto. And are you planning to do any other follow-up studies looking more deeply at any of these issues? I ought to ask you that.
I can tell you, we've since this study of 10 cities, we've collected numbers on 40 more, or 40 in total.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you there is one city out there that is higher than Denver.
Woo-hoo! We're not going to be number one.
Not number
one. not number one. So I assume that data, when it comes out, we'll see if we can get you back into the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Dr. Christopher Kennedy, he's an associate professor from the University of Toronto. We will put a link to one or two of the stories about this report. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
You're very welcome.
7:38 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do a Colorado and Denver news update. A lot of news out there today. Governor Ritter, his appointee, one of his staffers, is going to go into the big time in the Obama administration. Frontier Airlines reporting some new economic numbers. Wildfires evacuating people. The Rockies, one game away from a playoff spot, and still in the running to win the division. Long shot chance, but they could actually win the division. So stick around for a Colorado news update after traffic update with John Turk.
Well, they just cleaned up that crash, Dave. Southbound 25 at 104th, but still heavy coming out of North Glen there, beginning at 120th. Multi-car crash, northbound 225 at Mississippi. It's sitting in the left-hand lane in the median there, slowing folks down on the southbound side. But if you're heading northbound, stop and go from Parker Road up past the side of that crash. US 36, eastbound side, struggling, federal to 25. Westbounders hitting snags across Westminster. Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Also got crashes Spear and Stout, 144th at I-25. Your forecast today, cold and windy with rain and snow possible statewide. In Denver, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a freeze warning and from midnight to 9 a.m. on Friday. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Log Home and Timber Frame Expo is coming to the Denver Merchandise Mart this Friday through Sunday. For more information and a discount on your admission, visit loghome.com and click on shows. That's the Log Home and Timber Frame Expo this Friday through Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart.
The Colorado Buffaloes are leaving the Rocky Mountains and heading...
One less chore. Pickup and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to dcsdenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station, located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
Planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Offer. Grow your hair thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer, faster. Visit OvationHair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. OvationHair.com.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell sheets.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store. I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single-location super showroom. Seven live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174. so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication. Thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Petco, we believe every pet deserves better nutrition and a happier, healthier life. It all starts with your pet's food. With the premium nutrition found in Hill's Science Diet, it's easy. And there's no better time to try it than now. Hill's is lowering prices and Petco is passing the savings on to you. Right now, Petco Pals members can save $8 to $13 on select Hill's Science Diet dog and cat food. That's an incredible value. Just ask one of Petco's trained nutrition experts what formula is right for your pet. To find a store nearest you, visit Petco.com. Petco, where the pets go.
Day of October, only going up into the 50s today. It's in the high 30s or low 40s wherever you are on the Front Range, or maybe even snowing if you're out in the mountains. Let's do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
And before we get to a Colorado news update, I will just say this. After we finish this brief update, I want your opinion on why you think we are the top greenhouse gas emitter, or at least not one of the lowest greenhouse gas emitters in the country. Curious what you think. We heard Dr. Christopher Kennedy tell us it's a lot to do with where we get our electricity, but I'm just curious what other people think and what you think we can do in the short term to bring those numbers down. We'll get to your calls after this update here. So, a Colorado news update. The story from the Zazi investigation. Let's go to that first. Nine News reports that new details uncovered by Nine News reveal the Denver Airport shuttle driver may have been planning an attack similar to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. 24-year-old terror suspect Najibullah Zazi and several accomplices were videotaped trying to rent U-Haul trucks in Aurora. U-Haul International confirmed Wednesday afternoon. Sources say the attempts at renting a U-Haul happened in the week leading up to the 9/11 anniversary. Some political news. President Barack Obama nominated Stephanie Villafuerte, deputy chief of staff to the governor, as the U.S. attorney for Colorado on Wednesday. She's a longtime Denver prosecutor and advisor to the governor, and is the granddaughter of Mexican immigrants and would become the first Latina to run the U.S. attorney's office out here. Today is the day the Frontier Airlines has been working towards for nearly 18 months, says the Denver Post. It emerges from bankruptcy. It's just going to be a pleasure not having bankruptcy associated with our name, says Sean Mankey, chief executive of the Denver-based airline. No celebrations are in the works for today, with the CEO saying it will be business as usual as Frontier becomes a wholly owned subsidiary of Republic Airways Holdings. So that is some good news for Frontier. The headline of the Fort Collins, Colorado, wildfire evacuates Foothills residents. It's about evacuations near U.S. 287 because of wildfires over there. Rockies move within a victory of clinching a playoff spot. Todd Helton, Carlos Gonzalez each hit a two-run homer, and the Colorado Rockies move closer to a playoff spot with a 10-6 win over the Brewers on Wednesday. Rockies extended their NL wild card lead to four games over Atlanta with four to play. And they still got a long shot chance of winning the division. Pueblo Chieftain reports the state has won a $34 million boost in energy efficiency funds. Colorado will get another $34 million in stimulus money to help pay for energy efficiency and renewable energy projects that are designed to boost the state's economy and create new jobs. And then on the Huffington Post, Colorado authorities have harvested yet another marijuana growing operation on state land after hunters stumbled upon pot growing on Division of Wildlife land near Golden Gate State Park in Jefferson County. According to KDVR, the West Metro Drug Task Force and Division of Wildlife removed over 1,000 plants from the park on Tuesday, estimated to be worth $500,000. No suspects were located. However, authorities found a makeshift camp equipped with food, clothing, sleeping bags, and hopefully nachos. Or pizza. No, I'm kidding. But a big drug bust on state land. And that's basically your Colorado news update. I should have cued Turk for that, but my
Hi,
bad.
Ron Burgundy.
There you go.
You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, so you heard Dr. Christopher Kennedy of the University of Toronto tell us that we are the number one greenhouse gas emitter out of 10 cities that they have studied. They've studied another 40 cities as well, and he implied that they only found one other out of another 40 that they studied that emits more greenhouse gas per capita. Why do you think that is? What do you think we're doing so wrong? Dr. Kennedy says it has a lot to do with our electricity, where we get our electricity from. What do you think it's about? I think it has a lot to do with sprawl. And I'm curious what you think we can do in the short term to deal with this problem. We got a climate change bill coming down the pike, and if it's true that we are a huge emitter of greenhouse gases, then that climate change bill could hit us pretty hard. What can we do right now to try to get ahead of this problem? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We got open lines. Do we need to crack down on Xcel Energy? Do we need to crack down on our energy producers? What do we need to do to get off the list as the number one greenhouse gas emitter? 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls. And then at 8, we're going to be joined by Dan Slater. He's the first announced candidate for Colorado Attorney General. And at 8:20, Kevin Arnold. You probably know him as Kevin Arnold. Fred Savage will be on in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo to talk about his new TV show that's getting rave reviews. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, I just hope my methane release doesn't have anything to do with the greenhouse gas emission problems here in Colorado.
Yeah, I didn't ask him about human methane release. But,
right, I mean, we've got a lot of cows in Colorado, too.
That's definitely true.
But I'll take a stab at it, and I'll say that, it's because we have extreme weather here. In the summer, you have everybody using their air conditioning,
and
in the winter, you have everybody heating their homes.
Oh, that's right. And he did say a lot of it has to do with geography.
Yep.
A lot of it.
That would be my guess. But anyway, traffic is really gnarly for us this morning around town. Had a couple of gnarly accidents in bad spots that are normally busy. Still working one on northbound 225 at Mississippi, blocking the left-hand lane. Delays go back into the tech center around Yosemite. Southbound I-25, busy in North Glen. Thornton had a crash southbound side of 25 there at 104th. So that is out of your way now. Speed's starting to improve a little bit, but really slow heading into downtown after 58th Avenue. New crash at Colfax and 225, one at Spear and Stout, and three-car crash at Monaco and Evans. In the high country, had some snowfall earlier. Still kind of looks like it's tapering off right now over Loveland Pass, but do have some chain laws in effect over Vail Pass, both directions, as well as Loveland Pass at the Eisenhower Tunnel for eastbounders. And strong winds out there, too, today, so do be careful. Your forecast is going to be chilly, highs in the mid-50s, possible rainstorms and snow at higher elevations. Also, a freeze warning tonight, so you may need to put the blankets on your plants outside if you haven't harvested yet. And so that freeze warning goes into effect midnight tonight to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight's Project Runway is a one-of-a-kind. With the threat of a double elimination looming, the designers are pushed over the edge and backstabbing begins. Plus, Michael Kors returns and gives one of the most memorable runway moments ever. An all-new Project Runway tonight at 8 on Lifetime.
This week on Colorado State of Mind, the Emmy-winning series on Rocky Mountain PBS, The State...
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $4.97, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication, thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $4.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone, where you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Ben, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and click on the banner to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just click on the banner to get your free 30-day supply of Beta Prostate.
For 1600, first 10 folks to call, I will get a copy of this new book from the Department of Labor. And you can't start your retirement planning soon enough, especially in a market like this. Again, 303-694-1600. That's the number for Presidential Brokerage. Jason, talk to you tomorrow, man.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Why are we the number one greenhouse gas emitter? We heard from Dr. Christopher Kennedy of University of Toronto, whose study says that Denver is the number one city out of the cities that he's studied in the world for greenhouse gas emissions. What do you think we're doing wrong, and how do you think we can deal with this problem in the short term? 303-713-7600. Brian in Fort Collins. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, first of all, like, I agree with your idea on the urban sprawl. We don't have much mass transportation. We just finally got the light rails going. We're way behind a lot of the major cities in the U.S. Secondly, we've got four major production basins that are producing excess natural gas and don't have a market for it. Why don't we start converting some of these coal-fired gas plants into natural gas and putting in some infrastructure so that vehicles can use that natural gas as well?
I like your thinking, man. You've got such cogent ideas. You know, you ought to step up to the plate and run. You got to run for something up there, man. We need people like that with cogent ideas like that up in Fort Collins and all over Colorado. Thanks for the call, man.
I agree. Unfortunately, it's I'm one of a few, I guess. I don't know.
Think about it, man. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Pierre.
Hello?
Pierre in Silverthorne.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey there.
Yep. Am I on?
You are.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I hope you guys can bring nuclear power into the discussion because, you know, even the French, they get most of their power from nuclear power plants. Also, I wanted to mention that the modern nuclear power plants designs are safer and improved technologies let them recycle more of the materials so there's less that needs to be put in landfills and shipped around. So.
Yeah, well, my problem with nuclear power is, well, I got a lot of problems with it. My main problem with it is I think we can try to do a lot of stuff a lot more short term before we even get into that discussion. Solar, wind, et cetera, et cetera. We are not even close to maximizing what we could do on solar, wind, and biofuels. And nuclear power plants take a long time to build. But certainly, look, everybody's looking at everything. All right, Joe in Golden. Joe, you got about 20 seconds. Fire away.
Okay. If you're a nonprofit, it's really hard to put in a solar power system because all the incentives are designed for profit industry. And so if we can have some way of bringing the nonprofits into solar power, I think that would at least be a corner of solving the problem.
I like your thinking, man. New incentives for nonprofits to use solar power. Good point. All right, stick around. After the break, Dan Slater, the Attorney General candidate, and Kevin Arnold, you know him, Fred Savage. After the break.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The Geneva talks on Iran's nuclear program seem to be going better than expected. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us they've led to the first face-to-face meeting between American and Iranian diplomats in decades.
There have been no formal face-to-face talks between Iran and the United States for 30 years. So there's no question this is history. Now, whether it's history that's going to lead anywhere, we don't know yet.
But the early signs are positive.
There was enough traction or enough areas to explore this morning that they've decided to go back into talks this afternoon.
Well, this is just in. A real estate industry report says pending home sales, homes under contract but not yet closed, jumped 6.5% in August. Pending sales are up for a record 7 months in a row. August consumer spending posted a better-than-expected gain. Economist Robert Dye says that was expected.
Spending actually got a nice pop for the month, up 1.3%, but that was really due to cash for clunkers.
The number of workers who filed new unemployment claims went up last week. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke tells a congressional hearing a single agency should be in charge of overseeing too-big-to-fail banks and other financial companies. And Bernanke says the Fed is well-suited for that job. The Indonesian earthquake death toll stands at 529, but relief worker Dave DeLang says it could go much higher. Thousands of people may be trapped in the rubble.
I'm seeing shock on a lot of faces, but I'm also seeing people helping each other out and risking their lives to help each other out.
Miracle on the Hudson hero pilot Sully Sullenberger is back in the cockpit for the first time since his safe splashdown last January. He flew from Charlotte to New York this morning. Co-pilot Jeff Skiles was there with him.
The flight was very nice. Nice smooth flight up here. Nice smooth landing with Sully at the control.
And not a bird in sight.
No birds this morning.
Sullenberger will return in a few hours. Christy Spears will be on board, just as she was in January.
I get to fly home with Sully this afternoon. It's the best part of all.
Until the president arrives in Copenhagen tomorrow, First Lady Michelle Obama and city officials will have to do the heavy lifting, trying to impress Olympic officials with Chicago's qualifications to host the 2016 Summer Games. Four-time gold medal-winning swimmer Janet Evans tells the CBS News Early Show it's a big job.
They need to impress these IOC members. They need to tell them what Chicago can bring to the Olympics. They need to tell them what Chicago can do for the athletes at the Olympics. And they need to sell Chicago.
In China, October 1st can sound a lot like the 4th of July in this country. The Chinese government celebrated 60 years of communist rule with fireworks, columns of goose-stepping soldiers, and a display of nuclear-capable missiles. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 84 points. This is CBS News.
You know, I've been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with e-values, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new e-values. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's Club Plus card. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with e-values. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your antenna.
Calling all cars, hello!
Yes, yes, I'm here, antenna. What is it?
Head to the Ford dealer for new tires, over.
Well, this is my wife's car. It's not a Ford.
No, we are not on the same wavelength. Your Ford dealer has a low price guarantee on tires. They'll beat any competitor's advertised price no matter what you drive.
Oh, I had no idea.
Well, now you do.
The low price tire guarantee at participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealers. For details, call 1-877-310-3673 through 103109. Competitors ad required.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Today is a new chapter after Chapter 11. As of today, Frontier Airlines can take the word bankrupt out of its description. But what does today's action mean for you as a traveler?
Nothing's really going to change. I mean, the Frontier name still lives on. The animals still live on. Your early returns miles are still good. It's really business as usual.
That's Steve Snyder with Frontier. Republic Airways is the new owner of Frontier Airlines. It has not said yet what it plans to do with hundreds of Denver-based jobs. Police in New York say a handful of men are under surveillance as possible accomplices of Najee Bullazar. Zazi is the Colorado man accused of conspiring to bomb targets in New York. So far, he is the only person arrested. In sports, it is now down to one. One Rockies win or one loss by the Atlanta Braves puts the Rockies in the playoffs. They can clinch the wild card this afternoon when they play the Brewers at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a crash northbound 2 1/4 at Mississippi, hanging things up on both sides of the highway. We're also seeing some leftover delays westbound 76, just past 88th as you're making your way towards I-25. Surface Street crashes Colfax and 225, as well as a three-car accident, Monaco and Evans. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day and chilly as well, with a high in the low 50s. There is a slight chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Overnight low dropping down to 30 degrees, currently 45. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Prices good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06 here on the best day of the week, Thursday. Best day of the week. Because you got Friday coming, and Friday's, you know, it's a work day, but it's Friday. And you got the weekend. Everything awesome is in front of you. That is, unless you work weekends. And then Thursday might be the worst day of the week. But for most of us, Thursday is a great day of the week. All right, on the line with us now, Dan Slater. He is he's announcing his candidacy today for the Attorney General position here in Colorado as a Democrat. He'll be running against, if he wins a primary, and it's not clear there's going to be a contested primary just yet, but if he wins the primary, the Democratic primary, he'll face a Republican incumbent John Suthers. Slater has announced, again, his candidacy today. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
So tell us why you decided to run for this, why you think you're qualified for this job, and what issues you think are going to be central both in the campaign and if you win in your, I guess, your term as Attorney General.
Well, I decided to run for this job after looking at the record of the incumbent. He's taken this stance that is really this radical right-wing stance that attorneys general across the nation should not be activists, that they should not be out there actively looking for criminals high and low. I just fundamentally disagree with that. I think that we've got to work to protect Coloradans, and I don't see that from our attorney general.
So on specifically, specifically what issues? Suthers has been a low-profile attorney general. I mean, he's made comments. I mean, we've talked about him on this show. He has made comments that seem quite disrespectful, for instance, of the referenda that have passed on drug policy reform, marijuana policy reform, and certainly, as you said, not an activist, not a guy who's out there beating the drum for any kind of agenda. In your mind, what specifically, if you win this race and you become Attorney General, what would we see? What issues would you be banging the drum on?
Well, number one, you'd see a greater emphasis on consumer protection. You'd see more involvement in coordinating with other attorneys general across the country and trying to root out people who are coming in and taking advantage of not only the elderly and but everybody in Colorado. And the second thing I would do is I would reverse the policy that this incumbent has had of gutting the Environmental Protection, the Natural Resources Division of the Attorney General's office. I think that we all live in Colorado, or at least most of us live in Colorado, because we think it's the most beautiful place in this country. And we've got to do everything we can to protect it. And we've got to be an activist about that. We've got to get out there and make sure that the people that are would do harm to Colorado, would take advantage of our natural beauty, are taken to task.
Now you're an attorney out of Canyon City. You're the first vice chair of the Colorado Democratic Party. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you've been doing, what you think makes you particularly qualified for this office.
Well, I think one of the biggest things is I've been out there. I've seen things in not just in theoretical but in real life. One of my biggest jobs or areas of practice as an attorney has been as a court-appointed guardian ad litem for abused and neglected kids. And so when we talk about the meth epidemic that faces rural Colorado in particular, but all of Colorado, I've seen dozens of mothers actually make the choice of choosing meth over their children. You know, when we talk about domestic violence, I've seen children, you know, in homes loving parents who don't know what love means. I've seen those things in real life. These are not theoretical issues. And then the other biggest part of my practice is working as a lawyer primarily against insurance companies who, you know, on behalf of people who, quite frankly, couldn't afford a lawyer otherwise. And you know, a lot of these companies, all of these companies, quite frankly, would be choosing profits over people if it weren't for a lawyer like me and like many others who stand up on behalf of the people. And that's what we need an attorney general to do, is to force some more companies and more individuals to choose people over profits in the way they do business.
Why do you think John Suthers, the current attorney general, has been such a low-profile figure? And I don't say that in a good way. I mean, I think I think you make a good point that if we're going to have an attorney general, one of the benefits of having an attorney general is that it's an office, it's a legal office that can bang the drum on a lot of issues. It's not like we suffer in this country from too many attorney generals pushing too strongly an agenda. I mean, I think we had... or at least certainly a consumer agenda. I mean, we had Elliot Spitzer before he was forced out of office because of his own scandals as governor. But he was arguably the most famous state attorney general ever, and certainly in the contemporary era. Why do you think John Suthers has taken such a different course as sort of an office? He's like a caretaker almost of that office.
Well, it's. I'll tell you one thing. It's not because he's lazy, and it's not because he's not ambitious. It's because it's his ideology. He has become the number one attorney general in the country in terms of being a spokesman for this concept that attorneys general need to be sitting back and waiting for crimes to come to their office instead of getting out there and actively searching for crimes. They've taken this concept of activist judges, which the right wing has railed about, and we can debate that, and they've tried to turn that into a concept that we shouldn't have activist attorneys general. You know, I just think that in law enforcement, that's a fundamentally bad position for law enforcement to take.
Well, it's the opposite. It's the opposite of vigilance. I mean, it's the opposite of what you hear so much when you talk about, you know, terrorism, that we have to be vigilant, and it's the opposite of that. And it's interesting that it is ideological, as opposed to, as you said, it's not laziness, it's not passivity. This is aggressive. You're saying he's aggressively passive, if you will, aggressively trying to limit what the attorney general in this state, what the attorney general's office does in this state.
That's exactly right. That is what he is known for, if he's known for anything. And it's what's got to change. I mean, if we are going to truly be a state that believes that our attorney general's office should be protecting all of our citizens, our attorney general needs to be protecting all of our citizens. It is amazing that this concept that we should protect business at all costs has come to the point that we are now working to protect businesses even when they're taking advantage of Coloradans. And that just can't happen.
On the line with us is Dan Slater. He's announcing his candidacy today for attorney general, running for the Democratic nomination to face Republican incumbent John Suthers. Now, one place, as I mentioned before, John Suthers has been aggressive on, or at least more aggressive on, is on the issue of drug policy and criminal justice reform. I'm reading here from a story, I guess this was back just a couple weeks ago, about Colorado's medical marijuana laws. Suthers has been out there going farther than almost anybody out there, calling for a crackdown on medical marijuana. Where do you come down on that issue in specific?
Well, I think that we've got to make sure that we're enforcing the law, but we've also got to respect the vote of the people, and where medical marijuana has been approved, we need to make sure that we let that provide the means for individuals who have the license for medical marijuana.
Well, I'll make the question a little more specific. There's this debate about, well, should the state law enforcement apparatus be enforcing a federal law that doesn't allow for medical marijuana, or should it be enforcing and or respecting, really, state-passed law that says that effectively legalizes medical marijuana? I mean, it's a gray area. Everybody acknowledges that it's a gray area. If you are the attorney general, what is your position in that gray area? Does the state law come first? Does the federal law come first? Because they clearly conflict.
We have a drug enforcement agency in the federal government to take care of the federal law. We at Coloradans have made our choice in terms of the state law. The state attorney general needs to work within the boundaries of the state law and work to enforce the state law. Let the DEA deal with the federal law.
And the last question I'll ask you is, In the broader sense of criminal justice reform, there's a discussion now with Governor Ritter proposing an early release program in order to save money to deal with the budget crisis. There's been a lot of talk in general about how we're more of a lock the door, throw away the key kind of state, and we're locking up nonviolent offenders, drug offenders. In general, what is your position on the state of the criminal justice system here in Colorado?
Well, I think that we're dealing with two incredibly problematic issues. One is we do want to make sure that we put criminals off the street, and I don't have a problem with that. I think that's appropriate, and I know that I'm going to have probably some flack from the left side of my party on that in terms of, I quite frankly, I am one of those, we need to put people in jail.
Well, I don't think the left is pro-crime.
Well, I don't think they're pro-crime, but I think that certainly this concept that nonviolent offenders should be, you know, shouldn't end up in prison, particularly if they're multiple offenses, and particularly if they're drug offenses, quite frankly. I'm going to fall on the side of taking these people out of society for some time and working on using prison to rehabilitate them. Now, that's one of the issues we need to work on is having a better job of having drug treatment programs and rehabilitation programs in our prison system. And we also are running it into problems with issues with capacity. I live in Fremont County. We have 13 different correctional facilities in our county. I have family members who work in corrections. I understand the pressures that are put into the correctional system today. But the reality is we've got to continue to find more capacity, number one. We've also got to find more alternative sentencing methods to deal with some of these people that we're going to be releasing early and that probably shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
And I'd be remiss, and we got about a minute left here, I'd be remiss not to ask you, in general, and I'm sure this issue is going to come out in the campaign, in general, where do you come down on the use of the state attorney general's office to enforce some of the most draconian, and they may get even more draconian, the most draconian federal immigration crackdown statutes. I mean, that's always been an issue, and the attorney general's office does play a role in enforcing or in not enforcing some of those federal statutes. What is your position in general on those immigration issues?
Well, it's similar to the position on the drug issues. We have an ICE. They need to be the ones enforcing it. The Attorney General's office is not funded with infinite amount of dollars. And the funds that we're using to hire attorneys, to have attorneys work on immigration issues, federal issues like that, those essentially come down to an unfunded mandate. Those are monies we can be using to work on consumer protection, environmental protection, things that I think are more central to what the Attorney General's office needs to be doing.
Dan Slater, he's announcing his candidacy today for Colorado Attorney General, running as a Democrat. Where can we find your website?
Well, it's not. There is a website. It's not completely up and functioning yet, but there is one that has some information. It's at SlaterForAG.com.
SlaterForAG.com, and as you heard here, he's announcing his candidacy today, and you're just getting your website up to date now, so it's that early in the campaign. Good luck with the campaign, Dan.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. That was Dan Slater. He's running for the Attorney General's office here in Colorado. I'm sure that debate will heat up between him and incumbent John Southers in the next weeks and months. After the break, we're going to be joined by Kevin Arnold. Not really Kevin Arnold. Fred Savage. He is a director and creator of one of the most popular new shows on television, getting rave reviews. It's called Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I can tell you one thing. I'm from Philadelphia. It's not always sunny in Philadelphia, but it's a comedy. It's getting great rave reviews. We're going to talk to him, maybe even take some of your calls about his career, what he's doing now, about the state of Hollywood, the state of entertainment. So stick around. Fred Savage after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, the real story this morning has been in the high country where we've had some snow falling. It's caused some pretty nasty situations. You will see sticky roads basically between Georgetown. It's going to be slushy as well and slick in spots. Georgetown all the way west towards Vail. Also got chain laws in effect westbound and eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel over Vail Pass and over Loveland Pass. No accidents on the freeways around Denver. Our heaviest jams right now, northbound 225 Park Road to Mississippi. That's due to an early crash. Also busy on the turnpike, eastbounders, federal to 25, westbounders in Westminster. Again, as you get closer to Boulder around Baseline, our crashes right now on the surface streets, Colfax at 225 and Monaco and Evans. The forecast, cold and windy, rain and snow possible statewide in Denver. Highs will be in the mid-50s. Tonight, a freeze warning from midnight to 9 a.m. on Friday. Right now, 45 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Independence, financial stability, integrity. That's Citywide Banks.
There's nothing in the world like it. Taking matters into your own hands and changing your own oil. The professionals at Advance Auto Parts know all about this. They pop open people's minds and bring out their automotive talents every day. They answer your questions and help you find the right parts, tools, and offers to succeed. Like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
100 quality prospects, but you must call now. 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
The Home Depot has a two-pack of EcoSmart Daylight 100-watt CFL bulbs for a new lower price of $497, $3 off the old price. Each of these bulbs can save you $87 on your electric bill over the course of its life. Two will save $174, so you can do some pretty impressive multiplication, thanks to that two-pack of EcoSmart CFL bulbs for just $497. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You can't buy a company and not use your own money, basically. I mean, it used to be if you want to buy a company and you want to go into debt, great. Buy the company and you go into debt.
And if things don't work out, you declare bankruptcy.
But you can't buy a company and then say to the company, oh, by the way, that money that I bought you with, you have to give it back to me. But I still own you. You get what I'm talking about? This is insane.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
All right, let's do a little news of the weird. Got to get this done. We do this every day. News of the weird, news of the crazy, news of science from the American and World Circus. Children who eat sweets daily are more likely to be violent as adults, a new study suggests. Data from 17,500 participants in the 1970 British cohort study found that 10-year-olds who ate chocolates or other confectionaries daily were significantly more likely to have been convicted for violence by the age of 34. So if your kid has too much sweets, it's not just that it's not good for them, it might make them more violent. I love this story. The prohibition on marijuana makes its use a more addictive habit. The prohibition specifically, says a prominent author and psychiatrist. Dr. Julie Holland, a psychiatrist at New York University and author of Weekends at Bellevue, told Matt Lauer of NBC's Today Show that the feeling of shame and suspicion associated with an illegal habit, as well as the adrenaline kick it fuels, all makes marijuana use a more habit-forming and harmful substance than it needs to be because it is illegal.
not because of anything to do with actual marijuana. Toyota is recalling 3.8 million vehicles, including 5 years' worth of the Toyota Prius, because of a removable floor mat can sometimes interfere with the accelerator, causing a problem known in automotive circles as a crash. And I love this one. From Vail, summer may be over, but Colorado bears are far from hibernating. The slew of close encounters between bears and humans in Colorado has prompted the Division of Wildlife to euthanize at least 9 bears this year. I don't love that. According to an AP report on September 11th, the Vail Daily News reports that at least 2 more bears, a mother and cub, were put down recently after they invaded a Vail home, chowed down on some leftover barbecue, and followed Vail resident Sally Reben into her bedroom. According to the Daily News, Reben was able to ward off the bears using only a decorative pillow from her bed before police arrived and chased the mother bear and her cubs away. From the Vail Daily News, quote, "I turned around and it was so odd. Your brain takes a while to register," said Reben, who lives with her son's family in Intermountain. "No way I thought there would be a bear in the bedroom. It's kind of like when you think you're about to drink a glass of water and it's a glass of milk." Well, I think it's probably a little bit worse than that. I hate the idea that they have to put these bears down. Such a bummer. And this is from the world of, I hate to call it conspiracy theory, but the world of speculation and the world of questioning the darkest parts of our government and our history. AP reports the FBI says it did not edit videotapes of the aftermath of the 1995 bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building before turning them over to an attorney who's conducting an unofficial inquiry into the bombing. The FBI turned over more than 24 tapes taken from security cameras on buildings and other locations around the federal building to Salt Lake City attorney Jesse Trentadue, who obtained them through the Federal Freedom of Information Act. Trentadue says the tapes are blank at various times in the minutes before the blast. Now that's creepy. "They have been edited," Trentadue said Wednesday. "The soundless recording show people rushing from nearby buildings immediately after a 4,000-pound fertilizer and fuel oil bomb detonated in front of the Alfred P. Murrah Building on April 19, 1995, killing 168 people, including 19 children. Some show people fleeing through corridors cluttered with debris. None show the actual explosion that ripped through the federal building." Trentadue says the absence of footage before the blast indicates something was on the tapes that the FBI did not want to make public. Quote, "They don't do anything by accident." A spokesman for the FBI in Washington, Paul Bresson, said in an email to the Associated Press that the agency did not edit the tapes before turning them over to Trentadue. Bresson said that the FBI identified 26 videos in its files in response to an April request by Trentadue for video from security cameras in 11 different locations. FBI agents did not report finding any security tapes from the federal building itself, which of course is really, really bizarre. How could there not be surveillance security tapes from the FBI building itself? However, the FBI insists, quote, "The FBI made no edits or redactions in the processing of these videos. The tapes are typical security cameras. The view switches camera to camera every few seconds." Bresson declined to expand on the FBI's email statement when contacted Wednesday. So we'll keep on top of that. That's from the darkest. I'm not going to call it a conspiracy theory. I hate when people call stuff like that a conspiracy theory. I mean, it's on the AP wire. It's a real story. And I'm sure there will be more details coming out from Trentadue. All right, we'll go to a break. And then after the break, fingers crossed, we're going to have Fred Savage, Kevin Arnold, his new show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the third episode of the fifth season on tonight. We'll check in with him after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is starting to clear up for us now. No stop-and-go situations around town. We do see some slow speeds. Normal spot, southbound 25, 48th past Spear. Northbounders about from Lincoln up to 6th Avenue. Also busy in Aurora, southbound 225,
Parker Road to the Denver Tech Center merge. Northbound is also still a little sluggish due to an earlier crash there around Mississippi. But right now, accident-free around the metro. That's a good thing. Up in the high country, you could be dealing with some slick spots between Georgetown and Vail. Snow fell down a little bit earlier. Made some nasty situations. Still seeing some chain laws in effect over the Eisenhower Tunnel, basically on 6th going over Loveland Pass and Vail Pass both directions. Your forecast today, cold and windy with rain and snow possible statewide in Denver. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight a freeze warning from midnight to 9 a.m. on Friday. And our current downtown temperature is 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight's Project Runway is a one-of-a-kind. With the threat of a double elimination looming, the designers are pushed over the edge, and backstabbing begins. Plus, Michael Kors returns and gives one of the most memorable runway moments ever. An all-new Project Runway tonight at 8 on Lifetime.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard...
Your local Ace has the items you'll be looking for this fall on sale right now. For a limited time, buy 12 ounces of Great Stuff insulating foam sealant for just $2.99. You'll save over 30%. Earn double points on your Ace Rewards card store-wide. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry. The super savings ends soon at Ace, the helpful place.
Prices good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
People just like you sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good,
it's guaranteed.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Working through lunch again? Try a delicious Campbell's soup in a convenient microwavable bowl. Like Campbell's Select Harvest Chicken with Egg Noodle Soup. Eat right. Right at your desk. Campbell's. Mm-mm, good. At work.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-500-0698. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
What are the limits of free speech? I'm going to just throw that out there right now. What are the limits of free speech? in the United States. Now, I am a big free speech defender. Huge free speech defender. And I'm going to throw this out there. I want to know what you think the limits of free speech should be. And I'm a guy who tends to side with the position that says put as few limits on free speech as possible. You know, the whole thing with the famous case, the Nazis marching at Skokie, should they be allowed to march? Back in, I think it was, the early 80s or maybe even the 70s. And I'm with the folks who say, look, I don't defend what people are saying, but I won't defend what everybody's saying, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. Now, unfortunately, there are some lines that even in an America that does respect free speech, there are some lines that still do exist. Now, I ask this question because in a column published on the leading conservative website, Newsmax, it's also a magazine as well, a longtime columnist for Newsweek wrote a column floating the idea of a military coup against President Obama. A military coup to, quote, resolve the Obama problem. I'm not making this up. This was posted on Newsmax's website. Obama risks a domestic military intervention. Quote, there's a remote, although gaining possibility, America's military will intervene as a last resort to resolve the Obama problem. Don't dismiss it as unrealistic. And this author, John L. Perry, a longtime columnist, has said, has floating the idea, that there may need to be a military coup against President Obama. So I'm throwing this out there, and we're going to get to your calls on this after our next guest. But I just want to throw that out there as something for everybody to consider. What lines do you think there should be, if any, on the First Amendment, on freedom of speech? And we'll get to your calls about this. But first, as promised, our guest, Fred Savage. You know him from Wonder Years. Now, there's the Wonder Years music. There we go. So you know Fred Savage as Kevin Arnold on Wonder Years. You know him probably from Princess Bride. You know him from Vice Versa, one of my favorite, all-time favorite 80s movies. He's now works on the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, among other things. It's third episode tonight at 10 p.m. on FX. Fred, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No, my pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I guess the first question is, and everybody who's listening to this probably knows you best from the Wonder Years, because you have subsequently gone into writing and directing. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing since you kind of, you didn't really leave acting. I mean, you were in your TV show, you were in a bunch of movies, but what have you been doing the last couple of years? What projects have been taking up most of your time? I know It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you've been a key component of that. It's getting great reviews. Congratulations on that. But just give us an update on where you are.
Yeah, I mean, I started directing, like probably 10 years ago, an episode here, an episode there. Really just starting to try and build a career. It was something I always wanted to do. In my head, even as a kid, it was something I kind of thought I wanted to do. I wanted to try. And when I finally had the opportunity to, I loved it. And I wanted to just commit myself to trying to make that my career. And so over the past 10 years, one episode here, one episode there has turned into a regular gig. And that's pretty much what I'm doing full time. Still acting a little bit here and there, but I always said that if I could kind of make a career as a director, I'd want to do that. And so far, I've been able to.
Now, your show is getting really, really great reviews. It's in its fifth season. It's called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Of course, it's not always sunny in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia. But it stars, among others, Danny DeVito, Charlie Day, Glenn Howerton, Caitlin Olson. So it's getting really, really terrific reviews. Are you both a writer and a director on that show?
I'm not a writer on the show. I'm a director and a producer. So I kind of, as a director/producer, they're kind of in charge of the physical production, the look and the style of the show. And I've been on this for several years, and you know, when other directors come in, I kind of work with them and you know, kind of help them integrate them into the spinning wheel of the show. I mean, it's been going on. This is the fifth season that's airing this this season, and so you know, between directing and kind of the producerial duties, I have my hands full. It's a short season though. I mean, you know, we did 11 episodes this year with a Christmas episode coming out on DVD at the end of the month. So it's a quick season, but it's a lot of fun. It's a great group of guys, and you know, we get to do a lot of really cool things. You know, our storylines are I know you know the show. It's very very edgy, very dark,
mm-hmm.
very you know, the humor is kind of you know, definitely bawdy.
Yeah.
So, you get to do a lot of fun things on a cable network, on FX. You get to do a lot more things on FX than you would at another kind of more traditional broadcast.
Well, and that brings up a bigger question I have for you. I mean, you were the star of a show that was on ABC, Wonder Years, that was at a time when the networks, the big three, really so dominated. Or it was at the tail end of their really pre-21st century cable situation where things are so fragmented. Is it harder to do a TV show in the sense of really developing a mass audience on a network, for instance, like FX, in a cable environment that is so generally fragmented? Or does that actually create some artistic space?
Well, I think it's easier to some extent in that, you know, you mentioned a mass audience, but you don't have to do that anymore. I mean, it used to be, you know, I mean, certainly before the Wonder Years, but as you said, kind of the tail end, if you weren't pulling a third of the viewing audience on one of the big three networks, you were gone. And now you look at kind of the quote-unquote rating successes on network television, and, you know, if you get 8 to 10 million viewers a week, you're golden. And, you know, that's on a broadcast network. On cable networks, because those cable networks are so, the programming is, each network is so niche oriented. It's such a specific audience. If you're hitting your audience, people are watching your show. You know, you can have, you know, like, you know, Mad Men, for example, mm-hmm. a million and a half people, 2 million people watch it, and it's a huge success for AMC. So I think that the bar is different on every network, and as long as you're drawing a loyal audience and they keep coming back, or there's some growth week to week, on your show or from what was on, you know, that time slot previous seasons, you're good. I mean, I think that, you know, the bar is a lot lower now. And, you know, it's really about getting a core audience that's loyal and keeps watching you. And if you can develop that, which, you know, Always Sunny certainly has, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
We're talking to Fred Savage. You know him from Wonder Years. You know him from the movie Vice Versa. He's a director of the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's on at 10 p.m. It's in its fifth season on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on FX. And if you want to ask Fred any questions, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. You can ask him a question about any Wonder Years episodes, any of the movies he's been in, his new show. And I got to ask, out of all the people that you've worked with, I mean, you've worked with some, I mean, you've been on a Seinfeld episode, you work with Judge Reinhold, you were now working with Danny DeVito. I mean, give us a sense of who some of the funniest people you've worked with, who are the best directors you've worked with. I mean, just a little, because, you know, as a viewer, you never really know what it's like. I mean, I'll give you an example. For instance, I when I watched The Wonder Years, I always imagined that the dad was like a really, really cool dude. Now, maybe he's like a jerk. I have no idea. But give us a sense of you've had the best time working with.
I mean, I've been really lucky. I mean, you're right about the dad. He was great. His name is Dan Loria. He was a terrific guy. But I've been really lucky in that I've gotten to work with terrific, terrific people. I mean, all the people you mentioned, the people I'm working with currently, I mean, the gang on Always Sunny. I'm doing a show now called Party Down, a comedy for another cable network called Stars. We're doing our second season now. And that whole show is populated with just a bunch of really talented, young comic actors. You know, I've just been really fortunate that everyone's been terrific. And, you know, you get to work with, in comedy, a wide breadth of different kinds of talent, from stand-ups who really haven't done much at all, to really seasoned actors who know exactly what to do. So I've been really fortunate in that the groups I've been able to work with have been fantastic. I mean, I love... I know it's a terrible answer, but I do. I love all.
No, it's a fair answer, and we're going to get to a call in 1 second here, but I want to follow it up with a question about, you know, teenage or child actors. Now, when people hear that term, they're like, oh, those people end up becoming like, you know, problems later in life. I mean, how did you actually avoid becoming the kind of classic, you know, child actor, grown up becomes like a problem? I mean, was it your parents? Was there something you did differently than what, when the general public hears the term, you know, child actor grows up, becomes a problem? Is there something you did differently to avoid that kind of, and it's not really a fair cliche, but that cliche?
No, I mean, you're right. It is a fair cliche, and it really riles me up sometimes when people kind of have that. I mean, I think it's kind of an antiquated notion. I know, you know, years ago there were some really high-profile cases that kind of gave the term child actor a bad name. And, you know, even currently every once in a while you'll hear something. But when you look at the percentage of the people who are out there, it's really a few small high-profile cases. And in my case, and in a lot of cases, being an actor at a young age has really, you know, enriched people's lives. I mean, you know, me, for example, look, I was very fortunate. I had terrific parents who really emphasized a life outside of show business. Education was incredibly important. Family was incredibly important. But I feel like those are the ingredients for success of any young child growing up, whether you're a child actor or, you know, people don't say, oh, you know, if you do Little League Baseball, you're going to grow up to be, you know, an axe murderer.
Right. I would argue
that a lot more little leaguers are axe murderers than actors.
Right.
You know?
I mean, but you have like a wife and kids and I mean, you're not like, you know, overdosing at the Playboy Mansion. You know, I mean, that's what, when people think about child actors, that's the unfortunate cliche. And so, you know, I think when a lot of people look at your career, they say, you know what, there's like a straight arrow way that somebody who was a huge time child actor has actually, you know, developed a very, very serious career. All right, let's get to the phones. Let's go to Trevin in Broomfield. Trevin, you're on with Fred Savage on AM 760.
Hey, Fred, how you doing? I want to let you know that Sunny is a brilliant show, and my 10-year-old nephew does extra work. He appeared on an episode. And I have two questions for you. One, did you and your brother go to Arcadia High School? That's where my wife graduated in 94. And the other question is, was Sunny ever pitched to a major network, and would that even survive on network TV?
Well, we grew up in Chicago and then went to high school here in Los Angeles. And when Sonny was pitched, I mean, it was incredibly inspiring to me when I heard about it. You know, it was these three guys, you know, Charlie, Glenn, and Rob, who were actors, frustrated actors, you know, doing a guest appearance here, a guest shot here on a show, but really not very fulfilled or satisfied with their acting career. And they shot this, you know, 10 or 15 minute presentation in their apartment and shopped that, you know, that videotape around. And, you know, I don't know how many people actually took them seriously, but FX, you know, it's really established itself as a network that is willing to take some risks. And I feel like they saw that they saw the guy's talent. They saw they were hilarious. I think they saw that they could try the show and make it relatively inexpensively, so it wouldn't be a big failure if it didn't hit. And they believed in the show. And you know, there's been stories after that of people kind of following a similar path. But it was incredibly inspiring. These guys just created this from nothing, literally in their apartment. And you know, and that's how the show came to be. As far as a broadcast network, I don't see how they would be able to do the show that we want to do on a broadcast network. I just, you know, if you're familiar with the show at all, I feel like...
It's just too edgy.
It's subject matter is too dark. It's just too edgy. It's just, you know, and this is, that's what the guys want to do. They always want to push the envelope, always want to push it. And, you know, I feel like there's not that latitude on a traditional broadcast. No way.
Well, Fred Savage, again, we really appreciate you you taking the time this morning. Congratulations, really, on all of your success. It's really an amazing. You've had a really amazing ride here. I mean, going from the Wonder Years to the movies and now to directing. Good luck with everything, and say hi to Adam when you see him for me, okay?
I will, Dave. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks for being on. That was Fred Savage. You know him as Kevin Arnold from The Wonder Years. His new show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's not so new anymore. It's in its fifth season on FX at 10 p.m. It is quite edgy and quite funny. It gets great reviews, really, really great reviews from most major critics. And he made a really interesting point about the fact that there's so many cable networks out there now that as an audience, as a viewer, you get to see more niched programming that can really push the envelope instead of being so milquetoast for such a huge audience. It's like Mad Men. It's like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's like a bunch of those niche shows. And as he shows, there are child actors out there who can go on to do serious things and not overdose on cocaine at the Playboy Mansion. That's just a cliche. I'm not sure there's actually a child actor who did that, but you get the cliche. Fred Savage. All right, after the break, we'll take your calls. Do you think there should be limits on the First Amendment? After a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, pieces of carpet on the ramp from northbound I-25 to I-70. So going to be messy there in the mousetrap portion of I-25. Rest of the drive looking pretty good for us, though. Southbound 225, some late jams. Park Road down to the interchange. Also westbound Turnpike Sheridan to Wadsworth. And northbounders heading into downtown on 25. Going to maybe tap the brakes there around Broadway up to 6th Avenue. But really nice recovery. Totally different than yesterday. Not very many accidents down here in the metro. We do have some snowy conditions in the high country. We'll see some slushy and slick spots on I-70 west of Georgetown towards Vail. Chain laws in effect westbound at the Eisenhower Tunnel. Also eastbounders at the tunnel and on Loveland Pass. And as well over Vail Pass. So do be careful up in the high country today. Your forecast here, cold and windy with rain and snow possible in Denver. Highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a freeze warning. Midnight to 9 a.m. Go cover up your veggies, people. Right now, 47 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of explaining your business over and over because of banker turnover? The business bankers at Citywide have been with the bank an average of 10 years. That's valuable continuity for your business. Bank local. Bank Citywide. Since 1963, citywidebanks.com.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States.
The clock starts ticking once your mortgage payment is late. Foreclosure kills your credit. Mario for ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. I've met Jeff Gadd at Colorado Foreclosure Answers of Coldwell Banker. Jeff says that people get foreclosed on because they don't know there are options. Jeff is professional, discreet, and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
$99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760, KKZN.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Decisions. Business owners make hundreds of them every day. Hire or make do.
pay vendors or hold off, go after new business or conserve resources. And when business owners recently talked to American Express Open about how they pay bills, the decisions they had made were equally different. Take Mark Pascal of Pascal Electric. He pays 80 to 90% of his expenses with a gold card from American Express Open and likes the results.
Cash flow. That's where the card comes in for me. It buys me an additional 30 days of money to keep my business. Couldn't live without it.
However, other business owners prefer to pay bills a different way, like Alan Hugg, founder of InnerGuide Technologies.
You know, checks work just fine for my business. They're easier to track, and I like the paper trail. We just want as tight a handle on things as we possibly can.
Is the gold card right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
8:58 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Michelle. She's been holding on in Aurora. Michelle, you got about 30 seconds right before the top of the news. Go for it.
Yes, it is not free speech when it's hate speech, and it's used to incite riots and violence.
You think calling for floating the idea of a military coup is doing just that, huh?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's crazy that a website published a piece effectively calling for a military coup against President Obama. I'll give you the details if you didn't hear it after the national news.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Just north of Firearms Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. Sully Sullenberger flies again. A routine flight compared to last January 15th.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
In the Hudson River is where he safely guided that plane. For the first time since then, he and First Officer Jeffrey Skiles together again in the cockpit.
It was our first flight back, our first flight flying together, and it was certainly an enjoyable experience.
In January, of course, a much different experience after the plane they were piloting flew right into a flock of geese. Today...
no birds this morning.
The flight from Charlotte, North Carolina to New York's LaGuardia, uneventful. Indonesia, today, trying to recover from a second powerful earthquake leveling more buildings in the coastal city of Padang, where hundreds, maybe thousands, are believed to be trapped. Relief worker David Lang is there.
Most of the damage is in the main town center, and it's the multi-story buildings
it was about 5 o'clock, so lots of people were in those buildings at the time.
Official death toll, 500, expected to go much higher. Elizabeth Smart is right now in a Salt Lake City court to testify about being abducted from her bedroom 7 years ago, appearing in U.S. District Court in competency proceedings for the man charged in that kidnapping. In Geneva, Iran facing questions from six other countries, including the United States, about its nuclear intentions. What's going on is anybody's guess. Here's CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Geneva.
It's very much a tea leaf reading at the moment.
One kind of home sale that's up, picking up those foreclosures.
But it sounds like a distress home. Owned by the bank in suburban Minneapolis, but oops, his townhome had a second unpaid mortgage, and the revelation fouled up everything.
I think we'd still make the offer on the house. It was just, I'd go in it realizing this doesn't work as planned, so be ready for anything.
He had to live in his boss's basement for more than a month while things were straightened out, and in some cases, these deal homes, perfect for first-time buyers, are often bought up by new investors able to pay a little more. Steve Kaif, CBS News.
It's a big day in Beijing. It's been 60 years since Mao Zedong proclaimed China's embrace of communism, and today the country is marking that anniversary with its biggest ever parade of soldiers and military hardware. Right now, the Dow is down 132 points, NASDAQ off 40, S&P 500 down 16. This is CBS News.
Today, your heart will pump blood 12,000 miles. That's a trip from L.A. to Moscow and back. Your heart needs to be strong. Is your omega-3 fish oil strong enough? Probably not. New CardioStat has over 1,000 milligrams of the essential heart-healthy omega-3 called EPA, three times more than other brands. CardioStat's triple-strength formula is cardiologist-recommended, mercury-free, with no aftertaste. So where will your heart take you tomorrow? I'm Charles Osgood for CardioStat. Find it in the blue box and be heart strong.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Police in New York say a handful of men are now under surveillance as possible accomplices of Najee Bulazizi. Zazi is the Colorado man accused of conspiring to bomb targets in New York. He's the only person arrested so far in the investigation. This is the first day out of bankruptcy for Frontier Airlines. Frontier is now part of Republic Airways, and there are questions about whether jobs and facilities will move out of Denver.
We're still going to have a very strong presence here in Denver. Denver is our home. It's our hub. It's where our loyal customers are, and we're never going to forget that.
Frontier's Steve Snyder. Colorado's Department of Human Services will deliver a report to the governor today on deaths in the child welfare system. A task force. That's your AM 760. Of traffic.
That's worth deep both directions over Love Pass. Both directions set if that's hard. For quick activities for death, not diversity, part of the slight chance of these showers. I speak a top look, it's early 44, but our 8.
Tonight's Project Runway is one kind.
Lay the notes.
Dream Successor is District 9 and 10 TM Floyd Hatter. You might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, the Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Showbuzz.
Street. And, of course, the best of the rest of the news with your calls right here.
It's the Tom Hartman Program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, going up into the 50s today, the first day of October. Summer long since over. When you step outside today, you're going to feel like it's autumn if you haven't already been outside. Well, we've been all over the place today. Talked about Denver being ranked the number one greenhouse gas emitting city in a new study. We talked to the new Democratic candidate for Colorado's Attorney General's office. We talked to Fred Savage about his new TV show. And now on the line with us, we have Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative and Families USA are releasing a report today looking at exactly what health care reform would mean here in Colorado. So not a sort of a general kind of thing, but specifically what it would mean here in Colorado. Kelly, thanks for taking the time this morning.
No problem. It's a pleasure to be on here, David.
So tell us what are the key findings in your report. What can we expect here in Colorado from health care reform?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of attention in the media to the health care reform debate, but really the impetus for this report has been to shine a light on key aspects of the debate, and particularly the House bill, that are not making it into the media quite as much. You know, we're having distracting conversations about things like death panels, and we're certainly having a lot of conversations about the important public option. But there are other key provisions in both the House and Senate bills that would really help Coloradans a lot. So that was really the impetus for this report, and it's focusing specifically on the House bill. But, you know, my organization, the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, we fight for access to barrier-free, quality, affordable health care for all Coloradans, and really believe that there are a number of key things that would improve access and quality and affordability.
What are some of the numbers in your report? I mean, how would the health care reform, whether it's, let's just say it's the House bill, what does the health care world in Colorado look like without the bill? And what does the health care world in Colorado look like if the bill were to become law?
That's a great question. Right now we have approximately 790,000 Coloradans on any given day without health insurance. If you look at how many folks go without health insurance at some point during the year, that jumps up to well over a million. So that's a lot of, that's almost one in four Coloradans that struggle without health insurance. Under the House bill, if that were to be implemented, 650,000 Coloradans would suddenly have health insurance, I mean, as it was implemented. So that is a huge, huge step forward in getting people into the system. That would be folks that would qualify for our safety net public programs, which would become more robust, but also folks who would get into the private system as well. And there are incredible affordability measures that would help folks to do that. There would be sliding scale subsidies available, not just for low-income families, but for moderate-income families. Because right now, in Colorado, over the last 9 years, health insurance premiums have outpaced wages by four times the amount.
That's
so
amazing.
It's a huge, it's just not sustainable at all. So this would provide some subsidies to get people into the system to help pay those monthly premiums. But there would also be limits on how much insurance companies could charge folks in other cost-sharing measures like your deductibles and your out-of-pocket co-payments and co-insurance. There would no longer be lifetime or even annual caps on plans. You know, right now folks sometimes find themselves with a plan that caps out at $30,000 on an annual basis. And we all know if you end up in the hospital for a couple of days, you've just blown through that cap.
Mm-hmm.
So there are affordability measures that are really key. And there's also different incentives to improve quality, because we're just not getting the value for our dollar right now.
We're talking to Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. You can find their website at cohealthinitiative.org. A new study out today about what in specific the House bill would do, the House health care bill would do to Colorado and for Colorado. And let's talk a little bit about the public option. That's what everybody seems to be focused in on. Now, mm-hmm. I recently found out about the fact that in Colorado we sort of have a minimum, I don't want to call it a public option, but a public option-like program, if I understand it. I was talking to a friend of mine who was telling me that for people with sort of uninsurable pre-existing conditions, there is a bare bones public option. I cannot remember the name of it.
Cover Colorado.
Cover Colorado, that's right. And I just bring that up to cite the idea that it's not such a radical concept. I mean, tell us about what Cover Colorado is and how it might be, how it's conceptually alike and in also a lot of ways different from the public option being debated in Congress.
Cover Colorado is what's called a high-risk pool. It's essentially Colorado's insurer of last resort. And it's for folks who go and purchase or try to purchase insurance individually on the individual market and are turned away. And you can be turned away for, you know, pre-existing conditions such as cancer and diabetes, but you can also be turned away for things like acne and, you know, low-grade asthma. So they're really the individual market is sort of the Wild West. Insurance companies can look at you and say, you present some kind of risk to us, we don't really want to insure you. And so Cover Colorado is that place that you can go as a last resort. The problem with Cover Colorado, and it is funded partially in the premiums that people pay when they go there, but also through state funding, it's got some real funding issues,
mm-hmm.
But it's also incredibly expensive for people who purchase there. They can charge up to 140% of what the average market plan would be. So for a lot of folks, that's not affordable.
Right.
It's just not affordable. The public option, it would be a much more robust system in place. But you're right, it's not such a radical idea. It's not as if we don't already have sort of a public plan partially subsidized with public dollars in the marketplace right now.
I only bring it up to suggest this idea that what we're hearing from Republicans in Congress about how this is some sort of radical, crazy, you know, experiment of an idea. Now, of course, every piece of legislation, every new piece of legislation, I guess at some level is a quote unquote experiment in the sense that it hasn't been done before. But in the case of the public option, it's not such a radical concept. In your mind, how central is the public option to this debate? I mean, that is really the question that everybody is asking right now. Is the public option as important as it really seems to be, both as a cost-saving measure for the nation as a whole, the finances of the nation, but also for consumers? Where do you come down on the importance of the public option? I mean, even on a scale of 1 to 10, is it an absolute 10? Is it a 5? Is it a 1? Where do you come down on that?
You know, it's critical. It's absolutely critical for the reasons that you just outlined. In terms of what it can do for cost containment and pooling people into a large risk pool and sort of the advantages of that, as well as creating competition in the marketplace and creating sort of a new animal to compete with these sort of private insurance conglomerates that monopolize things right now. It's absolutely critical. I I don't, however, want to gloss over the fact that there are a lot of other really important things that are being talked about in both the House and Senate bills right now that are other private insurance market reforms in addition to the public option. That, you know, my organization, we've been around for 10 years, almost 10 years, and we fight every year up at the Capitol to make what seem like baby steps towards these kinds of reforms in our private insurance market. And to have things like the fact that insurance companies can no longer deny you for pre-existing conditions, the fact that they can't charge women more than men, the fact that they won't be able to jack up your price because you've actually used health care in the past. These concepts are huge, and they're in addition to the public option, and actually I would say even more foundational than the public option. And for us to accomplish those things at a state level, it's a huge battle that we undertake every year, and would be a huge step forward if those were tackled at the national level. So while I think the public option is absolutely critical, there are other pieces that are critical as well.
My last question for you, and again, we're talking to Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, cohealthinitiative.org. My last question for you is, in the worst-case scenario, the bill doesn't pass, or the bill is so gutted that it becomes almost meaningless. I've always wondered this. I mean, a lot of these, let's talk, for instance, about the health insurance market reforms, the pre-existing condition question, all those questions. Is that something that the state government, the state legislature would be empowered to tackle itself? And if so, if that is the case, why hasn't the state tackled it before? Is it politics? And or is it a matter of, well, if one state does it, and it's and not a big state, I mean, we're not California, we're not New York, then we don't have the power, the number of customers, really, to push around the big insurance companies. Is that part of the reason it hasn't happened at a state level?
Yeah, I would say it is. I mean, I think it's both. It's a power issue. I think it's politics. And then I think it's also jurisdiction. I think that the state does have jurisdiction over some of that. But, you know, we have over 50% of Coloradans get their insurance from their employer. But two-thirds of those folks get them from large employers, and that's regulated by the federal government. So anything we do at the state level, we're still leaving out a whole chunk of Coloradans that we would want to be able to help and influence and have consumer protections for. So it's partly jurisdiction as well. These things have got to happen now at the national level. There will be compromises. It won't be perfect. But there are some key things that I think it looks like there's consensus on,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to get that through. And a lot of the consensus, believe it or not, appears to be around some of these private insurance market reforms, not the public option, obviously,
right.
But these other pieces. And those would be huge advancements.
Oh, yeah. It's because people don't, they don't like, I mean, I'll just put it plainly. People do not like the insurance industry. And so you're right. You see a lot of consensus specifically around the insurance reforms, which have been among the toughest, if not the single toughest things to pass. And you're absolutely right. It is a historic opportunity along with, I think you can say that about insurance reforms and not, of course, insult the importance, the simultaneous importance of the public option. Kelly Shanahan of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, cohealthinitiative.org. You can find a link to the study about what the health care bill would specifically mean for Colorado at cohealthinitiative.org. Kelly, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much, David.
9:20 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we will reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. If you want to talk about health care, we can talk about health care. I want to talk a little bit more about whether you think there should be any limits on the First Amendment in this country after an article on one of the biggest conservative websites in the nation floats the possibility of a military coup against President Obama. Has that crossed a First Amendment line? I consider myself a big defender of the First Amendment. Huge. One of those people who would say, you know, in the famous court cases around whether the Nazis should be able to march in Skokie, I side with the First Amendment as much as I can't stand the Nazis. I don't agree with a lot of what is being said under the First Amendment, but I will, you know, one of those people who will defend to the death people's right to say it. But calling for a military coup, even that raises my eyebrows. That's really, really on the edge. We'll discuss it after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Stacey, you'll be glad to know that they cleaned up that spilled load on I-25 and I-70 there at the Mouse Trap. So that's out of your way, Stace. Also got some jams coming on the northbound side there, Lincoln to 6th Avenue. That's our slowest stretch right now. Speeds in the 30s there. Southbound side improving now from 70 past Spear. But you will tap the brakes there once you get around I-70. Chain laws in effect. Eastbound over Vail Pass. Westbound at the tunnel. Got strong winds gusting along I-70 east of Aurora to the Kansas State line. It's also going to affect you on I-25, basically between Wyoming and New Mexico. It's going to be a windy drive for you today, so do use two hands, please. Your forecast is going to be a chilly day, too. Highs in the mid-50s, possible rainstorms and snow at higher elevations. Also, a freeze warning in effect from midnight to 9 a.m. Our current downtown temperature, 50 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Rocky Mountain Audio Fest, this weekend at the Denver Tech Center Marriott. Over 160 rooms and 300...
One less chore. Pick up and delivery at your door. Dry Cleaning Station takes one household chore off your list. They'll pick up and deliver your dry cleaning to your home or office, no extra charge. Let Dry Cleaning Station make dry cleaning convenient, or drop your clothes by one of their three convenient locations in Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Parker. Go to DCSDenver.com. Dry Cleaning Station. Located on the corner of Care and Satisfaction. Get $10 free dry cleaning at Bargain Watch on 850KOA.com.
At Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating stores through October while supplies last. See store for Ace Rewards details.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, going up into the 50s today on the first day of October. Should there be limits on the First Amendment? My standard answer is absolutely not. But when one of the biggest and most influential conservative websites in the nation publishes an article floating the possibility of a military coup against President Obama, quote, to resolve the Obama problem. That's a direct quote from this piece. Even for somebody like me, who is a staunch defender of the First Amendment, it gets me a little weirded out. Now, Newsmax.com, the publisher of this column, by John L. Perry, a longtime columnist for Newsmax, has reiterated that the column supposedly does not advocate for a military coup. It only raises the possibility of one. That's, to me, is a... that's in the realm of Bill Clinton trying to define the definition, what the definition of is. That's parsing. You don't publish a column saying there is a possibility, I'm reading from the column, a possibility America's military will intervene as a last resort to resolve the Obama problem. Don't dismiss it as unrealistic. America isn't the third world. If a military coup does occur here, it will be civilized. That it has never happened doesn't mean it won't. Describing what may be afoot is not to advocate it. So Newsmax clinging to this pathetic justification by saying, well, we're not actually advocating it. We're just throwing it out there. You know, we're throwing out there that it's a possibility. Now, I'm going to put that aside. That's nonsensical. That is a nonsensical. I mean, that means you can basically, I mean, that's the equivalent of saying, well, we're not advocating. When the Facebook poll went up asking, do you think President Obama should be killed? That's like saying, well, we weren't advocating it. we're just asking the question. No, sorry. Nice try. Floating the possibility of something like, for instance, killing the president, or like, for instance, a military coup, overthrowing the government. Sorry, you can't hide behind, we're not advocating it. We're only floating the possibility. No. You don't get to hide behind that. So let's have the real discussion. Should any website, much less one of the most highly trafficked and influential conservative websites in America, is it within their First Amendment right to float the possibility, and by the way, in fairly positive terms, and really actually explicitly positive terms, a military coup to overthrow the United States government? 303-713-7600. Is that something that falls within the First Amendment? And if not, what are we supposed to do about it? And if we say that that's not okay, is that a slippery slope? Are we starting down a slippery slope of illegalizing certain kinds of speech? Now, in fairness, certain kinds of speech already is illegal. You cannot call for killing the president. You cannot scream out fire in a movie theater if there's not a fire. So we already do limit free speech. Cities and towns at the local level are allowed to limit speech that they think are obscene. But this is clearly political speech. And political speech has enjoyed a very serious amount of protection in this country, for the better, I think. Really, we've erred on the side of saying political speech, people can basically say almost whatever they want. But this comes right up against that line, to the almost part. Almost whatever they want. So my question for you is, do you think this is the kind of thing that should be outlawed? Remember, we don't have such a great history with things like the Sedition Act. Right? I mean, those Sedition Acts have been used throughout our history. They have they're not well remembered. Sedition Acts, you know, speaking out in a quote unquote seditious way against the government. The statutes that have been put on the books throughout our history are not remembered well because they are remembered as things that have been used to quell dissent against the government. But is calling for a military coup, or at least floating a military coup, I'll go with the best way you can look at this, only floating the possibility of a military coup, is that too much? 303-713-7600. Matt in Centennial. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, two quick things. probably as a fellow liberal, most liberals probably agree that there should be a pretty high ceiling on free speech, but you're right, there should be some limitations. You can't slander people. You can't advertise something that's not true. I'm quite intrigued by Randy Rhodes and her crusade to have standards in the news about what can and cannot be considered news. I think that's a very good idea.
I just don't know how you go about enforcing that. And here's what I mean by that. I tend to trust, and I'll sound ridiculous here for a second. I'll acknowledge that before I say what I'm going to say. I tend to trust that if you let a lot of speech happen, if you let almost as much speech as you can happen, that the public is smart enough in general, in a general sense, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to know that you're going to have a Fox News, and they're sure there's going to be some people who side with the nonsense and the untruth that Fox News puts out there, but that in general the country is better served by letting it be an unregulated marketplace. And by the way, I think the healthcare debate kind of bears that out. There was so much nonsense, so much crap in the media, so much dishonest, BS in the media about healthcare, and out of the whole town hall thing and all the noise about death panels, the polls show that the public still basically supports health care reform and doesn't believe most of that junk. So when we start talking about sort of using the government to enforce news standards, I get nervous because I want to see, I think that the country is smarter than most people give it credit.
That's true, yeah. Second point, you were talking earlier about Denver and the greenhouse gases and how it might be related to urban sprawl.
Yes, sir.
I think one of the best guests you could possibly have on the show to discuss this, and you might want to contact him, is a guy up in upstate New York. His name is James Howard Kunstler, K-U-N.
Yeah, I know him. I know his books. And that's a great idea, and we will definitely try to get him on. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Anna in Greeley. Anna, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I don't think it really has a whole lot to do with the First Amendment, although it has a lot to do with the entire Constitution. That's overthrowing the Constitution.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is that this
treason.
And this columnist says, well, this coup would be done to protect the Constitution. Right. Overthrowing the government. Overthrowing the Constitution
is overthrowing the government.
To protect the Constitution. It's like the old adage, we got to burn the village down to save it, right?
Remember that the Federalist Society wrote that stupid Patriot Act that they're trying to bring beef up again. The Federalist Society is an outside entity, not elected, but through this bill in there that they'd prepared over the year, for about 4 years, and the Congress didn't even read it. They just voted for it. That was treason, too.
It trampled the Constitution in a way that I think we're only starting to appreciate right now. I think you're seeing them try to reauthorize it using the Zazi case to try to justify reauthorizing it. But it was a clear trampling of the Constitution. You're absolutely right. Anna, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Ed in Westminster. Turk is telling me I'm on clock. All right, my bad. Ed, we'll get to
Here's
you.
Here's the deal, man. I just got my flu shot. We're going to break you now so they can come in and stick you in the arm, too.
Oh, fantastic. Okay,
you
Matt.
Like the sounds of that?
Yeah, well, I hate shots, but I need a flu shot. Matt, Ed, Ryan, hang on. And anybody else who wants to weigh in, do you think the First Amendment should protect the right of somebody to float the possibility, in positive terms, no less, of a military coup against President Obama to overthrow the United States government? Do you think that is protected as free speech to be published by one of the leading conservative websites in the nation? Should the First Amendment protect that? 303-713-7600. We'll get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after I get a flu shot and after Turk gives us a traffic
update.
Have fun
with that one, Dave. It felt good. Traffic pretty much back in shape for us now. We just see the normal jams coming into downtown, both northbound and southbound I-25. If you're traveling towards Denver, southbound side I-70 to Spear, going to be busy. Northbounders, Broadway to 6th. Also heavy southbound southbound 225 trying to get into the tech center there after Parker Road. Also, some winter driving conditions going on in the high country today. We do have some chain laws in effect over the high mountain passes there, over Vail Pass at the Eisenhower Tunnel for westbounders. Also got it over Loveland Pass. And if you're out there on I-25 between Wyoming and New Mexico, it's going to be windy for you from state to state. Same deal on I-70 east of Aurora all the way out to Kansas. Forecast today, chilly day. Look for a high around 57 degrees with possible rainstorms. Snow at higher elevations. Also, a freeze warning in effect this evening from midnight to 9 a.m. Go cover up your veggies. Our current downtown temperature is 50 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Help your lawn survive the stresses of winter this year. Treat it to some Colorado-made organic-based Rich Lawn Winterizer. Have a great lawn this fall in an even better lawn next spring. Don't just have a lawn, have a Rich Lawn.
It's an upscale neighborhood restaurant, and with bargain...
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Discreet and understanding, and will help you for free. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com. Don't pay anyone a dime until you talk to Jeff. Call 720-231-2509.
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. And in just a month, my hair started growing back faster. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how fast my hair is coming back. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. ovationhair.com. Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I'm 40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in
here for J. Marvin going up into the 50s today, first day of October. Does the First Amendment protect someone's right? And in specific, one of the largest conservative websites in America's right, to publish a column floating the possibility of a military coup against President Obama. And not just reporting on it, but actually putting in positive terms the idea that President Obama should be the subject of a military coup and that the government should be overthrown by a military coup. What do you think? Is that protected speech under the First Amendment? 303-713-7600. Get in on the conversation. Again, 303-713-7600. Ed in Westminster. Ed, you're on AM760.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, short answer for a complicated question. The answer is yes. And this is covered in the preamble of the Constitution, where our forefathers put in the Constitution that when the government has become over-empowering, that we have the right, not only that, those of us that have the ability, we have the obligation to overthrow them. That's why the military has in their oath of office that I promise, and I'm ex-military, to protect my country from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, having said that, before we go to that route, we need to do everything humanly possible in a moral clause to go ahead and eliminate the people that are in office that we don't want to be there. And what I mean by eliminate, by getting them out of office.
Well, that's what I was going to counter your initial point by. The preamble of the Constitution does not, as the way I read it, it does not endorse armed military coups.
It doesn't negate it either.
Our forefathers
that set up the Constitution did it over a tax rate of 10% from England.
Now, Ed.
All right.
Ed, the preamble of the Constitution does not, for instance, outlaw child rape either. It doesn't outlaw child rape. So my point is, you cannot give me an argument. No, your argument is a specious argument that because the preamble doesn't negate something doesn't mean that it endorses it. And by the way, the rest of the Constitution makes pretty damn clear what overthrowing the government is all about in the United States. It means going to the ballot box. So don't tell me. Are you going to let me finish? I let you speak. Now let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
The preamble, you can't make the argument that because it doesn't negate armed overthrow of the government, that we should ignore the rest of it. Let me finish.
I am.
That the rest of the Constitution, I'll restate it. Because the Constitution's preamble doesn't negate, technically, in explicit words, armed overthrow of the government, the rest of the Constitution, it doesn't mean that you stop reading the rest of the Constitution, which pretty explicitly lays out how to, quote unquote, overthrow the government, which is via the ballot box. Now, I agree that that's exactly what you said in your second point. And okay. So then it begs the question. At what point do we say that it's not okay to call for a military coup? I think we can both agree on this. How about this? I think you and I can both agree that overthrowing the government by armed revolution, by a military coup, disrespects huge swaths of the rest of the Constitution. Do we agree on that?
I would say that's the very last resort.
Okay, but I'm just want to make clear. We agree that a military coup against a duly elected president of the United States and elected government of the United States would violate very many aspects of the Constitution, correct?
Without a doubt.
Okay, without a doubt. So then, at what point do we say that it's not okay to call for that, because what you're calling for when you do that, or when you float it, is you're calling for the undermining of vast swaths of the Constitution.
All right, now let me give you the other point of the argument. Our forefathers used their own experiences in writing the Constitution. At that point, they were actually living through overthrowing a government over an issue of 10% tax rate increase. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This was an armed conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It states very clearly in the preamble when that the government steps out of line and all efforts have been made to rectify it,
mm-hmm.
that we have a moral obligation to throw that government aside. And using the example of our own fathers that set up the Constitution.
Except there was a difference. There's a difference from back then. The difference was that there were no democratic means back then of quote-unquote overthrowing the government. I will make a case to you here, and I'm guessing you'd agree with it, which is that elections are a way to overthrow the government. That when Ronald Reagan swept into power, or Newt Gingrich in the 1994 Republican Revolution swept into power, or when the Democrats took back the Congress and President Obama became president, that was overthrowing the government. Back in the 18th century, the founders of our country, because England was, for all intents and purposes, a dictatorship, there was no democratic means to overthrow the government. There was no way to overthrow the government other than...
But the issue is here, and the issue you brought up was, do we have the right to say it? Yes, we do.
You think we have the right? You think somebody should have the right?
We have the right for dissent in this country. At what point are you going to sit there and say, okay, that's seditious speech. You can't say that.
No, I know. I mean, and you know what? That's why I said that this whole thing makes me a little bit uncomfortable. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think... But we also have drawn lines. I mean, we've said you can't say I'm going to kill the president.
Well,
you could say that's political speech. Somebody could make an argument that having a sign that implies they want to kill the president, or says they want to kill the president, or says we should entertain killing the president, or does a Facebook poll saying should we kill the president, that's a way of expressing dissent with the president. And we draw a line and say that that's not okay.
Okay, and there are investigations and legal aspects that we take on the people that do that.
Yeah, no, but we as a society have said that that's not okay. We as a society have said that that's not okay. So why is it okay? So I'll ask this question to you then. Why is it okay for us to say, to outlaw, effectively outlaw, floating the possibility of killing the president? Why is that okay? But it's not okay.
The president does not necessarily mean killing him.
Yeah, but
that's if you
but killing
out
the president
told,
would overthrow the president.
Listen, I am what you would call a right winger. All right, I'm socially and ethically a moral a strict conservative. All right, I do not advocate the murder of a president. All right,
but that's a way. A way to overthrow a president.
That is a way. But
so why do we say that that's illegal?
Why do you want to sit there and go to the...
But I don't understand. You've got to answer my question. And, I mean, this is a real question. I'll pose it very in a crystal clear sense. So let me repose it here. Why is it okay for it to be illegal to say nobody can threaten the president's life? We agree that that should be illegal. You and I agree. You're a right winger. I'm a progressive. We agree that you should not be able to say or float the idea of killing the president. That's illegal, and that's okay. Why is that okay to say that that's illegal, but it's not okay to say calling for a military coup to remove the president is that's not okay?
All right. I will say this. The aspect of removing somebody from office, and that may include the entire, if we were going to remove somebody from office, I would say we have to do it by a vote. Now, at the same token, if the House and the Senate negates a lot of our freedoms, there will be a hue and cry across this country that both House.
Yeah, and you guys,
Senate
you guys, if most of the country agrees with that, you'll vote them all out of office.
Would get removed from office.
Yeah, you'll get removed from office by the ballot box. But again, you have not answered my question. My question is, why are you okay with illegalizing calls for murdering the president, but you're not okay with illegalizing calls to use the military to remove the president?
because it's two different aspects. I would say that one has to do with the speech, with free speech, with the right of dissent, all right? And anytime we sit there and negate someone's rights that want to do it legally, that is infringement upon their rights.
Ed, you're talking in circles, because by your estimation, it's my right of free speech. If everybody has a right to be able to dissent, then everybody should have the right to be able to say that they want to kill the president. Because some people will argue that that is a way to express dissent. And again, it's a double standard. I don't think you can be okay with saying it's illegal to say the president should be killed, but it's not illegal to call for an extrajudicial military coup of the president. There's a discrepancy there that you haven't answered. But Ed, I do appreciate you taking the time, and I appreciate you listening, and give us a call again. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls on this clearly controversial issue. Should the First Amendment protect somebody's right to call for a military coup, an extrajudicial military coup against the President of the United States? More after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Just residual traffic on 25 in and out of downtown there. Northbounders Lincoln up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders I-70 past Spear. Rest of the drive in really good shape right now. Do be careful, though. It's going to be a windy drive for you today. High wind advisories on 25 between Wyoming and the New Mexico state line. Same deal on I-70 east of Aurora out to Kansas. Also, winter driving conditions in the high country. You got some chain restrictions over to the high mountain passes. Also some slick spots, slushy spots on I-70 between Georgetown and Vail. Your forecast today, cold and windy with rain and snow possible statewide. In Denver, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a freeze warning from midnight to 9 a.m. Right now, 50 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tonight's Project Runway is a one-of-a-kind. With the threat of a double elimination looming, the designers are pushed over the edge, and backstabbing begins. Plus, Michael Kors returns and gives one of the most memorable runway moments ever. An all-new Project Runway tonight at 8 on Lifetime.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software. So what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? A clinical research study is now enrolling adults with memory loss or mild cognitive impairment to participate in a clinical research study. Volunteers may receive study-related medical care, investigational medication, laboratory testing, and cognitive testing. Medical insurance is not needed to participate. Taking action today may lead to tomorrow's answers. Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE. Are you or a loved one asking repeated questions, forgetting to take medication, struggling for common words, or unable to recall short-term events? Call 303-477-CARE to learn more. If you or someone you know has memory issues, please call Radiant Research at 303-477-CARE.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D's your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
Should it be illegal to call for the President of the United States to be killed, but not illegal to call for the President of the United States to be couped, to be removed from office via an extrajudicial military coup? 303-713-7600, the question's being asked because one of the nation's leading conservative websites published an article floating the idea of a military coup. We've gotten a lot of instant messages on this, www.am760.net. At the J. Marvin page, you can send us an instant message. A lot of crazy instant messages, too. I love this one. This is from the, the idiocracy in our listenership. I see. It's pathetic to hide behind this idea of floating a coup, says Mike. So it's pathetic then to report on stories that are out there? I think, first of all, there are no stories out there about a military coup against the President of the United States. That's a manufactured idea by Newsmax. So there's no stories out there. There's no news stories about the military planning a coup. He says, I think your liberal mindset is clouding your view. Of course, that happens on both sides. Oh, I don't remember any liberals calling for the military coup of the president. And by the way, if they during George Bush's term, and if they had, they would have been thrown in jail. Too bad you don't see that. And you support the right to Nazi hate talk that advocates violence. Wow, amazing. I don't support the right of Nazis to advocate violence, but I do support the right of groups that I disagree with to demonstrate. That's right. Because I support the First Amendment. I don't support advocating for violence. We have laws against that. And the question is whether calling for a military coup is the same as doing that. Walt in Littleton. Walt, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, how you doing, David?
All right.
Great job with the show, by the way.
Thanks, appreciate it.
I am a believer in the notion that people should be able to say whatever the hell they want.
Me too.
And the reason I believe that is because I am a person that likes to read what the Republicans are doing and thinking, because I just want to know what the opposing group has got up their sleeve or hedging about. This Newsmax guy, which I've read quite a bit from, they've got a lot of grandiose ideas about a lot of things. What scares me is the idea that many, many people today are so overwhelmed with trying to survive and trying to figure out how their life is going to continue on under the circumstances we have in this country, that many people don't take the time to read, research, listen to what's going on.
Well, I mean,
and are very misinformed.
And I think that Keith Olbermann put it best yesterday about this. He's afraid that Tim McVeigh is reading this. And the question is whether there are some lines that need to be drawn. We'll debate it more tomorrow. Thanks for the call. See you tomorrow.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT. ICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Talk.